Curtain next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT and feel the effects with Foot Effects.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
Getting ready for Ernesto.
Everyone's freaking out.
Remembering Katrina.
If we die up here, it's because the state of Louisiana just let us die up here.
No charges in the JonBenet Ramsey case.
There's plenty of blame to go around.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Along the south coast of Florida, residents are going through a familiar ritual, battening down as tropical storm Ernesto draws closer.
It's right on track, and we're expecting it to intensify throughout the day today.
And as the National Hurricane Center's Dan Mundell tracks this storm, along the Gulf Coast, people are remembering the awesome power of another. 1 year ago, Katrina struck with full fury.
The roofs are coming off, shingles are flying,
leaving misery and heartbreak and loss.
I hold her hand tight like good, and she told me, you can't hold me. She said, take care of the kids and the grandkids.
Last night, New Orleans remembered with a candlelight vigil. Today, the people in the area ravaged by Katrina are still struggling to put their lives back together, and systems crippled by the storm are still badly stressed, as CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan found on a late-night run with EMTs.
It's midnight on the streets of New Orleans, and paramedic Jed Tate is starting another long, frustrating shift.
All the hospitals are overwhelmed. And they just can't accept patients. They're booked solid.
With space so limited and the hospital so damaged, the city opened this ER in what used to be the Lord & Taylor department store.
Tell me about this bleeding.
Dr. LeGros works here, dispensing tough news.
If we can try to get your help in this city for the cancer, we will do that.
In what used to be the women's shoe department.
We'll go wherever. I mean, this is emergency medicine.
I'm Cammie McCormick in New Orleans.
Now, this house has been gutted by a charitable organization.
Most of this Lakeview neighborhood still sits destroyed.
The ceilings fell because the water was that high.
Police Sergeant Wayne Crescione lives in a trailer on his property, a trailer he purchased after growing frustrated with FEMA's slow response. Like many here, he will rebuild on his own with a private loan, many opting to take on what may be long-term financial hardship rather than waiting any longer for federal assistance.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. FEMA Director David Paulison knows a housing shortage is the Gulf Coast top challenge. But Paulison insists that FEMA has learned the lessons of Katrina.
We have to be much more flexible. Part of it was not getting bureaucratic when we deal with people.
Critics still complain that FEMA is not up to the task. But as the government tracks another storm, Paulison says his agency has fixed communication systems and other problems that plagued the botched response to last year's disaster.
I'm Peter King, live in Orlando. Tropical storm Ernesto expected to hit South Florida as a strong tropical storm or weak hurricane late tonight or early tomorrow.
I don't even want to meet him.
Beverly Burns is still recovering from last year's Hurricane Wilma.
It is stressful. It's exhausting.
Many schools in South Florida are closed this morning. There are long lines for supplies and gas. The entire state has been told to get ready as the cone of uncertainty is still very wide. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
And there's a footnote to last year's big storms. A drifter has pleaded guilty to defrauding FEMA out of more than $100,000 in relief funds. CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis.
Jeffrey Rothschild applied for the $2,000 cash payments from Hurricane Katrina and Rita using the identities of 50 people and had the check sent to addresses he found on the internet or motels where he was staying.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update. No charges against John Carr in the JonBenet Ramsey murder investigation. The DNA did not match. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley says John Carr, though, is not free to go.
Mr. Carr was released from our custody on those charges. However, he remains in our custody and will be returning to the jail shortly based on the fact that Sonoma County has given us a teletype and does want to extradite him.
The Boulder DA, Mary Lacey, going to answer questions this morning about the investigation and why John Carr was brought to Boulder before charges were dropped. It's not the super slab anymore. Developers in Colorado Springs filed a plan with the Secretary of State's office for a slimmer corridor plan. called the Prairie Falcon Parkway Express. It's still a private-public toll road between Fort Collins and South Pueblo. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Well, you're zipping along I-25 right now through town. No problems into downtown or through the Tech Center. Wide open on 225 through Aurora and on C-470 Highlands Ranch. Good shape coming into town on the Boulder Turnpike. Security wait time at DIA this morning.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Have you along with this morning? AM 760, Progressive Talk, J. Marvin here. And we have got a jam-packed, it's just loaded here this morning with all kinds of stuff. First of all, we're going to look back on Katrina, and we've got a bunch of folks to talk to about that. Derek Johnson, the state president of the Mississippi NAACP, will be here to talk about what went on in Mississippi with Katrina. We've got Donna Brazil, a weekly contributor and political commentator on CNN's Inside Politics and American Morning. And we'll replay you part of an interview that I did with her last Thursday in which she commented about Katrina. Her family is from New Orleans, and she's from New Orleans. Then we also have P.J. Crowley, a senior fellow and director of National Defense and Homeland Security at the Center for American Progress. We'll talk about New Orleans and what was done under Clinton, and also what has and has not been done since Katrina and before Katrina. We'll talk to my congresswoman, Diana DeGette, who, with 24 other House Democrats, including House Democratic leadership, will be in the Gulf Coast region this week to mark the anniversary of Katrina and to have a so-called, quote-unquote, I don't want to use the word so-called, so let me put it this way, a truth squad to go down there and to get the real story about what's going on. And then at 7:30, my man Rich Masters, who is a Democratic strategist and a Louisiana native, who previously served as a policy and communications advisor to Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. We've had him on the show a number of times, not only concerning Katrina, but other things. You might remember last time I had him on, he and I kind of got a little crossways over the Lieberman-Ned Lamont situation. But we'll have Rich back on, and we'll have him talk about an area in which he lived in, where he's got family and friends that he knows very, very well, and what has and hasn't been done as far as Katrina goes. The administration, of course, has revved up the Katrina PR machine. Bush yesterday speaking in Mississippi with Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, giving this long-winded speech out in the bright sunshine with Mrs. Bush accompanying him, sitting right next to him as he was standing there at the podium. He'll be in New Orleans today, or was in New Orleans later on yesterday afternoon, and will be in New Orleans today. And they're trying to put their best face forward on this because there are a lot of there's polling information out there that indicates that the American public, that you and I, are still angry about Katrina. As the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina approaches, a majority of Americans say the government is still not doing all it could or should to help the storm's victims. This is according to a new CBS News poll just released. Comparing today's assessments with those immediately after the hurricane, Americans' assessments of the government's response has grown even harsher. They still overwhelmingly call the federal and state and local government actions inadequate. Many remain displeased with how rebuilding efforts are going and are skeptical that New Orleans will return to normal anytime soon. The poll found that almost half of Americans are still dissatisfied or even angry with the way rebuilding efforts are going on the Gulf Coast. This displeasure has subdued only a bit from last winter when 6 in 10 felt negatively. So when the question's asked now, how do you feel about Gulf rebuilding efforts, 6% say pleased, 32% say satisfied, 39% say dissatisfied, and 11% say that they're angry. Should the federal government continue to provide housing for victims? 63% said yes, no was 29%. Is FEMA doing all that it can do to help the Katrina victims? 32% said all that can be expected. 59% said could be doing more. Are the state and local governments doing all it can do to help Katrina victims? 30% said all that can be expected. 55% said could be doing more. President George W. Bush's approval ratings in relation to Hurricane Katrina have improved slightly. Most still disapprove of his response to the needs of those affected by the disaster, but the evaluations are up from last winter. Do you approve or disapprove of President Bush's response to the needs of Katrina victims? 41% approve. 51% say he could be doing more. In February, 32% of Americans approved of how Mr. Bush was addressing the victims' needs. That's just after the disaster assessments were similar, with today's 44% approving. Most Americans believe that the recovery from Hurricane Katrina is far from over. How much progress has been made in rebuilding the Gulf Coast? 7% said a lot, 38% said some, 25% said not much, none, and 29% said they don't know. While 7 in 10 think that most of New Orleans will eventually be rebuilt, most Americans, 64%, think rebuilding it will take longer than 2 years. Another 25% say that most of New Orleans will probably never be rebuilt. So that's the latest in the CBS News poll about what's going on. And, of course, the dissatisfaction with Katrina bleeds into Bush's popularity numbers. So you know the administration is going to do the best that they possibly can to get out there and put a positive spin on what's going on. That most of what took place yesterday with all of those pictures of him at that boat factory, and yesterday the picture that was taken of him standing there at the podium with Haley Barbour sitting on one side, the governor of Mississippi, and Mrs. Bush sitting on the other side, that was very, very choreographed. News reporters say that just a couple of houses over, there were gutted homes. So they're only going to show you what makes them, you know, look good. The other story this morning, the other big story this morning, which we're going to deal with, I'm going to talk about it and probably do it between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, is the fact that Boulder once again looks bad and that John Mark Carr didn't kill JonBenet Ramsey, that there's no DNA match, and that once again the media got hung up. And I don't know, I guess you could make the case that the media got played like a fiddle, although I sat here morning after morning, particularly around this time of the morning, and agonized with you over the fact that, you know, when you're in the media, I mean, you're pressured because the rest of the media is doing it, and I guess you could say that's no excuse, but in a way it is, because, you know, then you get leaned on by management to start covering this stuff. But the fact that Boulder went through all of this, and what did they go through it for? Absolutely nothing. Now the guy turns out to just be some whack job, pedophile whack job, who had nothing to do, as far as we know, with the murder. And we had to go through all of that frenzy. So we'll talk about that between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, too. Right now, the phones are open at 303-713-7600. I'm going to ask this question throughout the morning here. And if you want to get up early in the morning and express your opinion and be part of the program this morning, I'd be pleased to have you at 303-713-7600. Do you believe that Katrina was a tipping point for George W. Bush, was a tipping point in his presidency? Do you think that Katrina was a tipping point in his presidency? You know, his poll numbers took a hit after Katrina. They have never really recovered. Do you think it's the point where most Americans, a majority of Americans, started to wake up and realize that, hey, this guy is not the CEO president that he claimed?
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you.
Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
5660. Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a really easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6, high today, 85. Partly sunny with some thunderstorms out there as the sun just now starts to ease up in the sky. Four open lines at 303-713-7600 asking you if you think that Katrina was the tipping point with the American public about George W. Bush, which has then led to other things. Some political analysts say that Katrina came at a very, very bad time because the American public was just beginning to sour on what was going on in Iraq. And that this made it even worse, the president's slow response and what looked like the federal government's slow response to this terrible, terrible catastrophe. Yeah, you know what? We all realize and we all know that local and state also had something to do with this being a very, very slow response and it being messed up. But the federal government certainly did not come through. Most people, as I gave you earlier on the CBS polling, most people are not only dissatisfied, but they're angry at what has gone on and why things haven't been taken care of and why things haven't been done. You wonder if we would be a lot farther along, a year later, if it hadn't been for the same, which this government does on a continuing basis, the same thing that has basically gone on in Iraq, where you let out contracts for people. And the contracts are largely no bids, so it isn't the whole thing of American competition, which is always being stressed. We hear this since we're little kids about American competition, and the competition's a good thing, and I believe that it is, and that you go out and you get the most competitive bid for the person who can do the job the best and also the cheapest. Because you want to get the job done, and you don't want to rob the taxpayers, which is you and me, of a ton of bread. And what it turns out is they went out and they did these non-competitive bids again. And there's a bill pending in the Senate about transparency with these bills that has been co-authored by Tom Colburn, a Republican from Oklahoma, and Barack Obama, Democrat from Illinois, that would provide transparency on these bids, but some senator who has remained anonymous has put a hold on the bill, and essentially what's going to end up happening is the bill is going to die. Let's go to John in Laramie. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, I've been thinking about scams lately, and I think New Orleans may have been the turning point because I think Americans finally, at long last, began to realize that this administration operates mainly through scams. And the scam on Katrina, of course, was a hollow FEMA that really didn't do anything.
No, and they haven't fixed FEMA since.
Yeah, and they still haven't done anything. So everything can be solved with public relations, and the perfect scam is always based on nothing. So
yeah,
public
ops.
Relations is nothing.
Photo ops, basically, right?
Yeah, right.
Do you think Katrina was the time when, like, a lot of people who may not be as politically engaged as, say, we are, or people who might have been sitting on the fence about George W. Bush and about the president, turned around and said, wait a minute, you know what, there's something vitally wrong here, there's something wrong with this guy's response, and they have that image burned in their head of those people, you know, amongst all that water and at the Superdome and the picture of George W. Bush flying over the wreckage in his presidential jet. Do you think that that's what turned a lot of people around about him?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were suspicious. I think the Iraq War was never really all that popular after a while. So I think people smelled a rat, but I think Katrina really brought the rat out of the woodpile.
Yeah, the other thing too is, in a weird way, the Katrina damage in New Orleans kind of mirrors what's going on in Iraq in that, you know, we put forward $18 billion for Iraqi construction. Most of it got wasted. Nothing got done like it was promised that it was going to get done. And in this example with Katrina, you know, Bush was bragging yesterday that we'd put forth $110 billion, but a lot of that had gone down the bureaucratic no-bid contract hole as well.
Well, I call those, criminal terms, what do they call it, a money pit.
Yeah.
The money just goes down in the hole and it just disappears. Wonder where it all went.
Yeah, so we can't rebuild in Baghdad, and yet in the same respect, we can't rebuild in New Orleans either.
No, that's not the way a money pit works.
You know, and then what gets me about all of this, if you think about it, is then, of course, people who have a conservative philosophy would come forward and they would say to you, well, see, this just justifies what we've told you all along since day one, that government can't do everything and that private enterprise does a better job. But I would turn around to them and say, well, all right, if that's the case, why were there no-bid contracts let out?
Yeah, well, I worked for the government at various times, and I realize it's foibles. But basically, at least at the employee level, it's not just full of crooks.
you think it's farther up the food chain?
Well, even in the government, I'm not sure if... I've had a running argument about McNamara with a friend of mine. I don't think he was a crook when he was working for the government. He might have been when he was the head of Ford Motors in some way. But there's something about free enterprise that free enterprise really doesn't exist. That's just a name, but it's like once that old profit motive gets to moving, anything seems to be possible.
Well, we don't call it free enterprise anymore. We call it the private sector. John, thank you. I appreciate
the
call.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. Bye. Thanks. Four lines open at 303-713-7600 this early in the morning as we take a look back at Katrina, and then we'll talk about the John Mark Carr situation coming up between 8 and 9. And I'm asking if you think that Katrina was really the tipping point in George W. Bush's presidency that kind of tipped it to the negative, that he started losing ground in all of the polls. And it occurred to me in asking this question that maybe what I'm doing here is I'm asking the wrong crowd this question, because maybe most of you were dead set against the guy from the very beginning. So it didn't take much to change your viewpoint about George W. Bush. But if you look at the polling, and if you look at the timing of the polling, you had these two things converge together at the same time. You had the horrific, terrible catastrophe of Katrina, plus you had the Iraq War starting to go south, and both of those things have served as a 1-2 punch to George W. Bush, and he's never really been able to recover from it. I mean, he goes up a little bit, and he'll come down a little bit, and he'll go up a little bit, and he'll come down a little bit. And last week showed him having a spike after the London terror bombing incidents, but this week, I believe there's a new poll out. I think it's an AP Ipso poll, possibly, that shows him once again back down, or maybe it's a Newsweek poll, CNN Newsweek Gallup poll that shows him back down once again to an all-time low. 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up, we're going to talk to Derek Johnson, state president of the Mississippi NAACP. Right now, though, we'll talk to Gina Michaels. You want to wade into this?
I'm not so sure.
Do you think did the Katrina situation did it sour you on the president, or are you still a huge supporter?
I am a supporter, honestly, but I think he's had a bad year for sure. I think the combination of everything.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think that's what's caused it?
Yes. Yes.
So what are you telling us? You're going to the polls and you're voting Republican? Oh, you're in enemy territory now, gal.
I'm not saying.
You're in enemy
territory.
You're in enemy territory now. You know it?
I didn't want to reveal this so early on.
All right, well, I'll postpone and ask it next hour. All right, 6:31. It's 29 minutes before 7. What's the traffic look like?
Well, we're seeing a steady increase along eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, but we're really just in good shape everywhere. We don't have any wrecks to report. We've got an increase on 225 northbound side, Parker to Mississippi, 270 getting pretty heavy now through Commerce City, and you're going to be caught up in the normal congestion, southbound 25, 104th to 84th, and on your downtown street.
Since I put Regency Bristol Windows in my home, I've saved thousands of dollars on my energy bills. They guarantee that you will save at least 47% on yours, too. For a limited time, the best window on the market is offered at an additional off-season discount. It's the best time ever to get the Regency Bristol window on your home. Call 303-233-0833 now or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. 4914.
Some number one. They're number one because of low prices, extended hours, diverse inventory, a ton of payment options, cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Their matching down program, they'll match up to $1,500. And the great people who work out there, like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Jim Monroe, and Spanky Herrera, and Gerard Menard, and Freddie Labrato. And the list of people working out there just goes on and on and on. Over 100 employees out there dedicated to making your buying experience A100%. You can check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Check out the inventory and pre-apply for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. Or get on out there yourself and see what Rockies is all about. One of these days we'll arrive at the point where we won't burn fossil fuels. But until that day happens, if you need a car, if you need a vehicle for the family, the best place to get the best bang for your buck and get treated like you should get treated is Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Don't be tricked into spending up to $600 on so-called arch packages for your shoes. Foot Effects at 120th and Sheridan has the same quality arch support sold at other stores with no arch supports that cost over $129. Visit before this Friday, and Foot Effects will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. Foot Effects, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with Foot Effects.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 635. It's 35 minutes past the hour. High today, 81. Partly sunny with some thunderstorms. We're talking about Katrina. And looking back now, a year later, let's talk to Derek Johnson. He is the state president of the Mississippi NAACP. Last Wednesday, they released a wide-ranging report on the state and federal government's recovery efforts, housing, economic development, private sector response, governance, environmental justice, and faith-based response was the focus of the report. And Mr. Johnson, good morning and welcome to the program. Nice to have you on.
Thank you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing real good. Here we are looking at the state of Mississippi and also Louisiana and what went on after Katrina 1 year later. How do you guys view the progress now, 1 year later?
Well, I think it has been a year of frustration for many residents who are affected by the hurricane in Mississippi. The recovery effort has not gone as stated early on in the process. Many homeowners and home renters have been left out. There's been very slow in responding. You hear every day large numbers of federal support that's coming down, but not much of that money is actually being seen on the ground.
Well, the president was on the ground yesterday there in Mississippi, and he was talking about the $110 billion. But you're saying you haven't seen much of that.
But if you look at the report we did, we noticed that out of the $110 billion that were allocated for the hurricane recovery effort, the lion's share of those funds were monies that changed hands between federal governmental agencies, from FEMA to the Army Corps of Engineers to the Army. So much of those funds never actually benefited the actual victims of the hurricane. Of the funds that were allocated, that was allocated to the state, Mississippi received $5.1 billion through the Community Development Block Grant Program. However, to date, there have only been approximately 24 checks released to homeowners who have been affected. There's no plan for home renters who were affected. There's no plan for senior citizens who are on fixed income, and no plans to develop affordable housing to replenish the housing stock that was destroyed in the aftermath of Katrina.
So what will all of these residents do? Have they all gone somewhere else and have not yet returned? Are they still living there trying to struggle, getting by day? What's happening there on the ground with this?
Well, the majority of the residents of Mississippi, we never had the mass evacuation like what happened in New Orleans, because we didn't have the residual flooding, the impact of the flooding. However, many individuals are still displaced within their communities. They're staying with friends, family, doing FEMA trailers, struggling to try to rebuild their lives.
And is there any hint as to when these checks and when federal help or state help or will show up? Is there any hint to that?
But not for the most vulnerable citizens. Under the Community Development Block Grant Funds, it's monies that's appropriated by the federal government to the state. The state then put together a plan for approval by the Secretary of HUD, and in the plan that's been submitted thus far for to utilize those funds, it completely excludes home renters and development of affordable housing units to replenish. So there are no plans. There is a plan to provide a grant to homeowners who lived outside of the flood zone but did not have flood insurance, owner-occupied. But even the 17,000 individuals who applied for that grant, there's been less than 2 dozen checks released thus far, and here we are a whole year after of the hurricane hit the shores of Mississippi.
6:39, 39 minutes before the hour, we're talking to Derek Johnson, state president of the Mississippi NAACP here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you had to split up the blame, how much blame would you assign to the government, the state of Mississippi, and how much to the federal government?
I think they're in cahoots with one another. The federal government's response was a response that, you know, as all media reports that everyone has seen, there was slow. They bundled a lot of opportunities to support, and as a result, a lot of people suffered. Then they appropriated funds to the state to utilize for early recovery effort, and to date, none of those funds were received. And the state proposed a plan that was not equitable in nature in terms of providing support for low-income Mississippians, and the federal government approved that plan. So I think they are in cahoots together with not providing support for victims of the hurricane, specifically low-income victims of the hurricane, the working poor in Mississippi, which makes up the majority of the population of this state.
I'm very familiar with the state. I have family from New Albany, Mississippi. How about such things as hospitals, schools, firehouses, police stations? Have any of that infrastructure been rebuilt?
Now, those infrastructures have rebuilt, and that is a positive. But a lot more is still needed. They're all online and operating. There are some building that's still taking place. So that type of infrastructure in place. There are some bridges that are still out, some roads that are still in need of repair. But the human side of this, the direct impact to homeowners and families, those are the issues that have not been resolved. So we have good roads to drive on now. You can go to the hospital. You have fire and police protection, but you have nowhere to live.
If I had you sit down in a room with George W. Bush and with Haley Barbour, what would you say to them?
Well, I would, you know, try to encourage them to rethink how they're approaching the recovery effort. They both made statements basically saying that Hurricane Katrina did not discriminate against anyone based on income, and that the recovery effort would not discriminate against each other based on income. I would encourage them to live up to those statements, that is important for the most vulnerable citizens of this state, the working poor who keep the economy going, who work in the service sector industry, like the casinos and the hotels, and cook the food and work at the service stations. They need just as much support as anyone else because they have the least means to support themselves, yet they pay their fair share in taxes. That in order for them to do the Christian thing, as many of their party claim to be, the right thing would be is to do for the least of those that's in the state.
All right, one last question. How's the faith-based response been?
Outstanding. The faith-based community, they have really stepped up and provided substantial support in this recovery effort. The philanthropic community have stepped up, provided excellent support in this process. And individual citizens in Mississippi and throughout this country have really stepped up and provided leadership and support. Unfortunately, our governmental entities, state and federal government, have not done the same.
All right, so your main complaint would be with the federal government and with the state government, and do you see with the president in your area yesterday, and now I believe he's in New Orleans today, do you see this as just as spin and as a photo op? How do you see that visit?
I mean, he's been here over a dozen times, and the result is the same. The working poor in Mississippi is completely left out. The average homeowner who were affected by Katrina is completely left out. And even those that's included, it's been a very slow response. We're a year after, and less than 2 dozen checks have been received by families in their quest to rebuild their homes.
All right. Derek Johnson, state president of the Mississippi NAACP, thank you for being on the air with us this morning. Really do appreciate it, and good luck to you and good luck to everybody in the wonderful state of Mississippi.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. You've got it. There's Derek Johnson, state president of the Mississippi NAACP. And Mississippi really is a nice place. Really is. And it's just a tragedy that money has not come through for those people. All right, it's 6:44 for the people out who are struggling. I mean, imagine being in that situation, particularly renters. They're never mentioned on any of the newscasts, and he's the first guy I've heard that has really brought up the whole dimension of people who rented and had their rental properties wiped out, and now they've got no place to go. 6:44, 16 away from 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're looking back at New Orleans 1 year. We'll talk about John Michael Carr coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up next, we're going to hear a repeat of an interview that I did with Donna Brazil, weekly contributor and political commentator on CNN, Inside Politics, and American Morning. She's from New Orleans, and we'll get her take about her and her family, and that's coming up next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still looking great around our metro area. We've got a collision-free drive so far. No crowding yet on your drive through the DTC on I-25, but we are starting to get busy north on I-25 through the bridges and again into downtown. Your Aurora commute starting to heat up as well with some buildup on the northbound side. 225 right near Parker, and we still have high speeds. Enjoying those on Highway 36 out of Boulder. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 84. Currently, it's 51 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Denver Health's new Pavilion for Women and Children provides the full spectrum of healthcare services and private patient rooms with state-of-the-art.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Well, it's back to school time again. And right now you can get Comcast high-speed internet
for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. All you have to do is call 1-888-COMCAST.
It's like a totally super fast internet connection, so you don't have to wait for stuff to download, even if it's one of those big, huge, honking files. And because it's so fast, it's really kind of an awesome tool for any student,
because it can help with everything from homework to science projects to research papers.
All in the blink of an eye. So call 1-888-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. And you'll quickly see that the
stuff that seemed to take forever now happens in an instant.
Offer ends December 21, 2006. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. After promotion, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and installation fees extra. Offer varies for non-Comcast video customers. Call for full details.
Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it at all for that price. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation, 720-524-1001. The number again is 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter I, C-O-N.com.
Behind every great fan are tasty snacks from Walmart. A football party takes will, determination, and some Tostitos. And once they join forces with Velveeta cheese, some salsa, and washed down by Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, you're guaranteed a touchdown. Fortunately, it's easy to get all the fuel for your appetizer machine at Walmart. Come to Walmart to stock up on all you need to feed your crowd at the Walmart price. Get plenty. It's game time.
To add some prestige to the pursuit of driving pleasure, the Michelin Man is attempting to establish a master's degree program in driver's ed. Visit MichelinMan.com to learn why the uncompromising performance of Michelin MX Series Touring Tires is the ultimate study aid for those seeking to graduate to a higher level of driving. To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-800-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:48. 48 minutes past the hour. High today. Going to get up to 81, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. We're looking at two issues here this morning. Katrina, 1 year later, and we'll also look at the John Mark Carr situation in Boulder. We'll do that too. Between 8 and 9. Right now we're looking at Katrina, And in the next hour, try to squeeze some more of your calls in about if you believe, as I believe, as a lot of people believe, that Katrina was really the tipping point for this administration and that its poll numbers have gone down and never have really recovered after Katrina. This is an interview that I did last week with Donna Brazile, who's a weekly contributor and political commentator on CNN's Inside Politics and American Morning. Brazile is a founder and managing director of Brazile and Associates. She is a chair of the Democratic National Committee's Voting Rights Institute and an adjunct professor at Georgetown University. She is a senior political strategist and former campaign manager for Gore Lieberman 2000. She's the first African-American to lead a major presidential campaign. I love her and try to get her on here as much as I possibly can. She has family. Her family was lost in New Orleans. She's from New Orleans. And here's what she had to say. The anniversary of Katrina is coming up. You're from New Orleans. You had family there, I believe, when that went on. Has the president and has the federal government lived up to its commitment vis-a-vis Katrina?
Well, first of all, thank you for asking. And let me start by saying thank you to the people of Denver. I know there were several, hundreds of evacuees who landed in Denver and throughout many of the other western states. And we're extremely grateful for the compassion and the generosity of the American people. My father, I'm a native New Orleanian. My father was evacuated to San Antonio 5 days after the storm. He had 12 feet of water. He's currently residing in Baton Rouge. My dad is one of those natives that is unsure about returning home because he's afraid of the levees. I had five siblings. I'm one of nine children, five siblings who resided in the city of New Orleans. Of the five, only my oldest sister, Cheryl, is back home on the West Bank side of the river. The other four siblings are still scattered and displaced. One brother has decided to remain in Columbia, South Carolina. He's bought a home. He has a job. His wife just recently got a job. The kids are in school in South Carolina, and they're planning to stay. I still have relatives in Mississippi, Georgia, and Texas, and they're all thinking right now that it's a long road home. Some of them would like to return. Some of them will not. In terms of the president and the Congress, let me just say this. The president promised initially to help us with the recovery efforts. The administration did provide the resources to make sure that many of the evacuees had temporary housing. The president then promised to resecure the levees. We were promised $1.8 billion. We're now up to about $3.8 billion. We're pleased with that amount. That will help us get to at least a strong Category 3, but not until we're going to go back to the federal government to help us with resources for coastal erosion and other repairs that we need to ensure that we have better safeguards in the future. The president promised to assist us with housing. We've gotten $10 billion total, and we're now in the process of distributing those checks. When I say we, last year, Governor Blanco of Louisiana appointed me to serve on the board of the Louisiana Recovery Authority, and our mission is to help with the rebuilding process, working with the parish governments, working with city and state officials, and, of course, working with the federal government. So I've had the task of, and I know, Jay, you're going to think I've lost some of my marbles, but I haven't, but I've had the task of working with not just the Bush administration, but, of course, working on Capitol Hill to secure the resources and to keep the focus on Katrina and the rebuilding of the Gulf Coast.
And has it been successful?
I would say that we're turning a corner. I mean, we're not completely there. Look, until my sister Lisa is out of her trailer and back in her home in New Orleans East, and until my dad and my other sisters and brothers are back home, no, we haven't turned a corner. And I'm not personalizing. I'm saying that half the residents of New Orleans have not returned. That's a concern of many of us because many of them would like to go home, but they don't have the means to go back home. Look, if they had the means, they would never have been stuck there in the first place, given the deteriorating conditions of the city once the storm hit. But they would like to get back home, and they would want to rebuild their lives, and they know they have to start from scratch, but many of them are prepared to do so. On the other hand, you know, there are some signs of recovery. 58 of our schools are currently reopened. All of the colleges and universities have reopened in Orleans Parish. That's great news. Two of my nieces have returned to college in the New Orleans area. We also see some signs of the infrastructures being replaced, the water and sewer system. The electricity is back on now in about 60% of the city. So it's coming together, but let me just say this. until we're able to get the people back home, until we're able to get the hospitals reopened, our whole healthcare infrastructure was destroyed, until we're able to get the jobs back and get the economy rolling again and getting the tourism industry back, getting the cultural institutions back up, we have a long way to go. But I'm grateful for the help and the support that we've received from the federal government as well as the American people.
Some people say New Orleans will never be the same. You agree with that?
Yes. I tell you, when I go home, and I've been home over 20-something times, your heart sank. I mean, I was home in April, and I was driving through the Lower Ninth Ward showing people, you know, where my aunt and where we used to play as children, and the Shreveport, Louisiana corner. We still have, federal and state officials from all over the country helping us out, and they found another dead body. No, it will never be the same again. It will never be that same, you know, cultural center, that jazz, that ethnic cuisine. It will never be. But, you know, we will come back. We will come back safely, smarter, stronger. But there will be a different vibe and a different atmosphere. And I have to say something. I mean, my mother passed away several years ago, and I as many times as I've been home, I've gutted so many houses. I've helped to rebuild houses. I've done everything I possibly can as a human being, as somebody who loves my hometown and love my family. But, you know, I have not been able to go even to the graveyards. That's a ritual in Louisiana. We go and we drink with the dead. You know, we talk to them because in our judgment, they haven't gone anywhere. They're just floating, you know. And so we talk to them. And I can't bring myself to go to that cemetery because, you know, it's just been all of the debris, all of the ruins. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. But we're struggling to make things better, to improve the lives of people who once lived there, and to make it one of the great tourist destinations in the future. But first, we got to help the homeowners get back. We got to help those who rent it get back. And then, of course, we got to make sure that the government can function effectively.
That's Donna Brazil, and talking about her hometown of New Orleans, looking back now, a year later after Hurricane Katrina. And you can hear the emotion in her voice. And, of course, for those of you that watch CNN or in and around the coverage of Hurricane Katrina, Donna Brazil was on there many an afternoon and also many a night, saying that for a little while after this the hurricane had hit, that she couldn't find members of her family and had no idea where they were and had no idea where her father was. And that must have been, I mean, you can imagine what a frightening situation that was. But her family has all turned out to be safe, thank God. And I believe one of her sisters was injured in the hurricane, but is now back to normal and is now healthy. And as she indicates, is living in a FEMA trailer there. We'll continue to talk more about Hurricane Katrina, looking back this year later on the worst natural disaster to ever hit this country. We got P.J. Crowley, a senior fellow and director of National Defense and Homeland Security at the Center for American Progress, coming up, and we'll talk to him about this country's ability and about the White House's ability to be able to manage catastrophes and about Homeland Security. Because to me, the thing that gets me is that if the Bush administration could not get mobilized and could not act on Katrina and was paralyzed on Katrina, could you imagine what would happen if we had a bad terrorist attack in this country? Do you think this administration would be able to respond? That part scares me, and I hear very, very little talk about it. And you know, the way I see the administration right now is they have bungled two very, very big things. They bungled the warning on 9/11, and they bungled Katrina. And let's just keep our fingers crossed that these guys, and they bungled Iraq, let's just keep our, in Afghanistan. Well, I kept going on and on here. Let's keep our fingers crossed that they don't bungle something else major happening here in the country. We'll continue on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
1-800-600-3037. 1-800-600-3037.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Peter King, live in Orlando. From the Gulf to the Atlantic, Floridians are getting ready for Tropical Storm Ernesto.
It is stressful. It's exhausting.
Beverly Burns was without power for weeks after last year's Hurricane Wilma. Now she's got
a generator.
CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers is in Miami.
They were out getting gas. They were out buying groceries. They were out buying water because they remember last year a relatively weak storm, Wilma, shut down power, and they were unable to get their gas pumped, and they were unable to conduct business transactions.
Tropical storm warnings and hurricane watches are up on both coasts. The Hurricane Center says Ernesto's about 200 miles southeast of Key West, with the center expected to be near the Keys or southeast Florida by this evening. Now with more news, here's Frank Sedapani.
In New Orleans, about an hour from now, President Bush will be on hand for a prayer service marking the first anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
I'm Mark Noller in New Orleans. When Katrina struck a year ago, President Bush was on a two-day trip to Arizona and California. He flew over the Gulf Coast 2 days later, but didn't see the devastation firsthand until the end of the week. Today, Mr. Bush is here to be seen marking the anniversary of the storm by renewing his commitment to help the region and especially this city rebuild.
WWL's Dave Cohen has the latest on that rebuilding effort.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin says $50 to $60 billion are about to be unleashed from public and private funding.
And create one of the biggest booms, one of the biggest job sites ever seen in the history of this country.
And while much of the region remains in ruins 1 year after Katrina, Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco is confident that will start changing soon.
We're going to rebuild safer, stronger, and smarter.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
He's not a murder suspect in Colorado anymore, but John Carr is still facing major legal trouble in California. Live to CBS's Steve Futterman in Boulder.
Well, Frank, not a murder suspect, however, still wanted in California for possession of child pornography. Because of that 2001 case, John Mark Carr is still in custody, and this afternoon he'll be in court for an extradition hearing. The Boulder DA, meanwhile, who's been blasted by some for the way she handled the case, has a news conference in 3 hours. She's expected to face many difficult questions. Live in Boulder, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is stirring things up again. At a press conference today in Tehran, Ahmadinejad challenged the UN's authority to stop Iran from enriching the uranium it could use in nuclear weapons. He said Iran has a right to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes, and he challenged President Bush to a debate. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are up about a point. This is CBS News.
Hello?
Hey, is Mark there?
Yes, it is.
Mark, I'm Paul.
Yeah.
I own your old, new Passat.
Oh, yeah, the.
Yes! Oh, boy, it's great talking to you. Listen, if you ever want to just swing by and just, you know, sit in the Passat, you give me a call anytime, we'll make that happen.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring a 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Serta mattress event is going on right now at Sam's Club. Prices are even lower than usual on all Serta mattresses and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. Did I mention it's amazing? Try a Serta mattress with a test rest demonstration Friday through Monday only at Sam's Club.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez, your AM 760 local news update now. No match in the DNA. Boulder Public Defender Seth Timmons.
The warrant on Mr. Carr has been dropped by the district attorney. They're not proceeding with this case.
No charges coming from the Boulder District Attorney against John Carr. He's being held in jail for California. They'll extradite him 5 child porn charges. Relatives of JonBenet Ramsey expressing disappointment that there is still no suspect in the nearly 10-year-old case. But the girl's aunt, Pamela Pugh, says she believes the justice system worked.
We will not give up. We will not lose hope. We have 1,000% confidence in the district attorney's office, and we'll continue to search.
The 21-year-old accused of stabbing 2 men to death in 2004, innocent by reason of insanity, Amber Torres, faced charges in the death of Colorado Free University founder John Hand and cabbie Massive Geisen. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we've got some major stop and go now for southbounders on I-25 out of Thornton North Glen. No surprises there. Clogged as well, Lakewood eastbound 6th Avenue on approach to I-25. And C-470 backing up Wadsworth to Sheridan and again Broadway to University. No wreck activity to report around the metro, though. That's the good news. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 84. Right now it's 51 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, you won't pay a penny of interest for 72 months when you buy any new 06 model. That's right, buy any new 06 interest-free for 72 months. Wow, only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
All who question the future of the Crescent City need to know. There is no way to imagine America without New Orleans. And this great city will rise again.
Oh, 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms, and we're looking back at Katrina. 1 year later, let's welcome to the program P.J. Crowley. He's a senior fellow and director of National Defense and Homeland Security at the Center for American Progress. During the Clinton administration, Crowley was special assistant to the President of the United States for National Security Affairs, serving as the senior director of public affairs for the National Security Council. Prior to that, he was principal deputy assistant secretary of defense for public affairs. In all, Crowley, a spokesman for the United States government and the United States military for 28 years, 11 of those years at the Pentagon, and 3 at the White House. He served 26 years in the United States Air Force, retiring at the rank of colonel in September of 1999. He is a veteran of Operation Desert Shield, Operation Desert Storm. During Kosovo conflict, he was temporarily assigned to work with then-NATO Secretary Javier Solana. And let's welcome PJ to the program. PJ, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
That's a mouthful. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you got a big, long resume, and I had to get it all in there. All right, let's take a look at what has gone on here in New Orleans now, almost a year later, and also look at the initial response. You know, I've been maintaining on the air that I think that what happened with Katrina and what happened with New Orleans was a tipping point in the president's polling numbers, that he started to get into trouble then because the Iraq war was already souring, and this just pushed it over the edge. Do you agree or disagree with that theory?
I think that's probably right. And I don't know that we have to look at this through a political lens. I mean, Katrina was a devastating hurricane, no question about it. But what is of greatest concern is that the structure that we put in place after 9/11, the Department of Homeland Security, and our ability to do security and preparedness in the country, it fails significantly. And I think we're not as safe today as we think we are, whether to handle a natural disaster or whether to handle another terrorist attack.
All right, let's go over that a little bit. We're not as safe. Let's start with FEMA. Is FEMA, I understand that FEMA is only at 85% of its staffing level. Is FEMA a functioning, working government organization, or is it still relegated to the shadows and pretty much crippled?
Well, I think we've spent too much time focusing on where FEMA sits on the wiring diagram rather than does FEMA have the capabilities, the resources, and the people that it needs to be successful. And I think in the latter case, the answer is clearly no. A year ago, it was not well-led. A year ago, it was not well-resourced. It is a very tiny organization. It's only about 2,400 people. And right now, it is still about 400 people or so below its staffing levels. That doesn't sound like a lot, but to a 2,400-person operation, that's a significant chunk. So, no, I think the answer today is that while FEMA may well be better led than its day, David Paulison is a good man, and I think he's trying to do what's necessary. Still, I think both FEMA and also the Department of Homeland Security itself, they're not mature organizations today. They're under-resourced for what we want them to do.
All right, what's missing in the Department of Homeland Security?
Well, I think, we should acknowledge that when you try to put 22 federal agencies together, 108,000 people, it's an extraordinary challenge from a management standpoint. But the fundamental mistake the president made when he decided to form the Department of Homeland Security, was he said, okay, as a bone to his conservative right, concerned about big government, he said, okay, we will establish the Department of Homeland Security at the current level of resource. Now, anyone who's been on Wall Street, anyone who's done any kind of corporate mergers knows that in the short to midterm, mergers, cost you money. They don't save you money. They save you in the long term, but not in the short term. So I think one of the problems for DHS is it simply does not have the resources it needs to do its job. And so when it came to this merger, it started to pull people left and right to do the terrorism job, and we understand that. But FEMA was one of those organizations that lost people and it lost money, and that showed up a year ago in Katrina.
Has it been fixed?
To some extent, it's in the process of being fixed, but I still think we had stories last year about, things like ICE trucks that started for the Gulf Coast, ended up in Maine. That problem still exists. It does not have the ability to track resources that are flowing from the federal government down to a disaster site. And I think as part of this kind of strange culture that DHS is still trying to establish, for security reasons today, if there's a disaster today with Hurricane Ernesto, the people in Florida won't be able to see, the goods and resources flowing to Florida. DHS thinks that tracking disaster flows should only be done in Washington. It should not be information that's shared for security reasons, with their state and local partners. So I still think culturally DHS has a long way to go, and of course FEMA is part of that.
Well, see, just kind of like answer my next question, which would be with Ernesto out there. God forbid if it were to develop into a category 4 or a 5 and strike Florida or strike, the eastern seaboard of the United States, would we be stuck once again in the same situation?
Well, one of the fundamental problems with DHS, and a year ago, they forgot that they had two jobs. One job was terrorism, and the second job was preparedness, response and recovery to disasters of any kind. A year later, I think DHS is still an organization that is being pulled from crisis to crisis. A year ago, we had focused so much attention on terrorism that we forgot about the disaster mission. Now here a year later, for political reasons, this is a midterm election year, we're focused on hurricanes, but the question is, are we now adequately focused on terrorism? But I think there's still this situation where DHS is robbing from Peter to pay Paul. So I do think that today, primarily for political reasons, DHS will handle, you know, the next the series of hurricanes this year. I think, but I worry, you know, when earlier this year there was a controversy involving you know, grant money for urban area security, and on the list came cities like Fort Lauderdale, and understandably so, they're at risk of terrorism. But the urban area security grants were primarily focused on terrorism, not hurricanes. So what do? We cut funding for New York by 40%. We cut funding for Washington by 40%. Now, anyone looking at the terrorism threat today, you know, would suggest, where's Al-Qaeda coming back to? They're coming back to Washington and New York. So we still have this dynamic where DHS only seems to be able to do one thing at one time. And so I still worry about the long term, because ultimately DHS has to do both of these things simultaneously. It has to be able to do hurricanes. It has to be able to do, you know, terrorism threats. And I just don't think they have the capabilities yet to do that.
What if they split the agencies up?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, DHS kind of started backwards. Rather than putting 22 agencies together, they would have been better off if they had started small with those critical pieces that we needed to be able to respond to 9/11. But unfortunately, in the bureaucratic wars here in Washington, we didn't do it that way. So we have this 22 agency monolith. And it's got to take a while for DHS to mature. I just think that we have to pay as much attention to Homeland Security and securing the United States as we're currently paying to securing Iraq. And there's no question that Iraq is bleeding resources that could be put to very good use here at home.
You know, I'd like to invite you to come back on the show on the anniversary of 9/11 if you're free that day. And I'd love to get on and talk to you about the war on terror and also about protecting the country. So hopefully we can hook that up. Thank you so much, PJ, for being on the program this morning. Really appreciate it and hope to talk to you soon.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. There's P.J. Crowley, a senior fellow and director at the National Defense and Homeland Security at the Center for American Progress. Coming up next, we'll talk to Congresswoman Diana DeGette, my congresswoman, and we'll ask her about Katrina. And then at 7:30, Rich Masters, who knows this subject inside out. Why? Because he used to work for Senator Mary Landrieu and lived in Louisiana. 7:16, 16 after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, only one thing hampering your commute so far, and that's the normal delays. No wrecks or other traffic obstructions on the freeways. We're just dragging a bit now. Boulder Turnpike, usual stretch there, Federal to Pecos. Eastbound I-70 seeing some excess, Federal to Brighton. And we've got a big increase now on southbound 225, Yosemite to I-25 on your Tech Center Drive. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 84. Right now it is 51. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make the best margaritas this Labor Day with Freshy's Fresh Lime Margarita Mix. Freshy's Super Premium All Natural Margarita, Mojito, and Bloody Mary mixes are the life of the party and made right here in Colorado. Find Freshy's mixes at all fine liquor stores and at Whole Foods or visit Freshy's.com.
What's new at 9? A new 9 newscast. Different time, different channel. KTVD, My 20.
9 News at 9. It's people you know and trust. All have all the weather information you need.
And Kirk will give you all of the day's entertainment news. And it's all wrapped up in half an hour, the news and weather you need.
What will you do with the extra hour? Join Mark Kobrick, Bozzy Kanani, Kathy Sabin, and Kirk Montgomery for a new option, 9 News at 9 on KTVD My 20.
Hi, Jim Engel here. I'm in charge of marketing at ISI. Against the better judgment of my president, I have just authorized a nationwide giveaway of our CD that has everything you need to make money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. That's right. Find out how you can get this free CD when you call right now. You already know how people are making a fortune on eBay. You just don't know how they're doing it. That's why I've authorized to give away our CD free to people looking to generate money. I'm giving away this CD to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about how to make money with online auctions like eBay, let me send you this free CD. Try it, and I know you'll turn your computer into a money-making machine. It could change your life forever. Listen, experience this proven system. Get yourself the free CD right now. 1-800-700-9173. 1-800-700-9173. That's 1-800-700-9173. 800-700-9173.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-400-8796. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-400-8796. For your free tape, call 1-800-400-8796. 1-800-400-8796.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating Colorado Labor Day weekend in Civic Center Park for the Taste of Colorado. There'll be food on hand from over 50 local vendors, live music, and kids activities. Stop by the AM 760 tent on Saturday, September 2nd for your chance to participate in our version of a popular TV game show. It's a Colorado tradition, the Taste of Colorado. Labor Day weekend in Civic Center Park with AM 760 Progressive Talk. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. High today, 81. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. And it's good to have you along. Jay Marvin here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, if you're going to the Taste of Colorado, I'll see you out there. I'll be at the AM 760 booth on Saturday between 11:30 and 1 in the afternoon. Let's talk to my Congresswoman, Diana DeGette, who is in New Orleans. And Congresswoman DeGette, good morning, and thanks for joining us on the program.
Good morning. Great being with you.
What have you seen so far since you've been down there?
Well, we've had a tour of the city, and we looked at the health care facilities, and we're on our way now to a prayer breakfast, and later today we'll be having some meetings to talk about what we can do about this mess.
Has this administration come through like they have, they want us to believe with the photo ops yesterday and the speech by the president?
It's a year later, and I was here in February, so I was here 6 months ago, and now it's 6 months later. I was encouraged by a few things I saw, but considering that it's a year later, they still haven't started to even repair the essential services in the lower Ninth Ward. There are still FEMA trailers everywhere. We toured the Mississippi coast yesterday, which is just completely devastated still. And the thing most disturbing to me, I think, as a member of the health committee, is they are still running their safety net hospital, charity hospital, which they're calling the Spirit of Charity, out of an old Lord and Taylor department store.
Mm.
And FEMA still has not given them any kind of sense of how they're going to help rebuild a safety net hospital. There were resources put, but frankly, the completely inadequate initial response and the bumbling that happened the months after are still bearing fruit because they're so far behind here.
Well, for example, Congress, allocated $17 billion to the Department of Housing and Urban Development for Katrina relief and then provided, another $100 million. But what happened? Didn't that money make it down there? Or if it did, does anybody have any idea where it went?
It's been over $116 billion that we've allocated, and we haven't found any of it yet that we can tell.
Well,
the most robust housing development that we saw was the Musicians Village, which is a Habitat for Humanity development that is being built in the lower Ninth Ward. That was the most robust new housing that we've seen.
It almost sounds like the $18 billion we sent to Iraq for rebuilding, and that never got spent, and some of it disappeared down a dark hole, too.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some very, very aggressive oversight hearings to find out what's going on with that money.
How about the spirits of the people that you encounter? How are they doing?
Well, a hospital administrator showed us a chart that shows right about this time the anxiety and depression start to sink in. But most of the people we've met really have a can-do attitude. Last night we had a town hall meeting in Mississippi, And these are people whose houses were completely swept away, completely gone, just down to the pads. And these people were all very, very committed to rebuilding their community. They were very determined, and I was impressed by their spirit.
So they have a can-do attitude. They want to do, and they want to rebuild. They just need a helping hand in getting it done. Can you determine how much of this has been bungling on the part of the federal government and how much on the part of the state, or do you not really know right now?
Well, as I said before, I think there's enough blame to go around, but the complete lack of response by FEMA and as I said, the bumbling afterwards by the federal government is still beginning to... is still bearing fruit now. I mean, they are so far behind where they should be. We saw one of the repair levees that's being repaired yesterday. Now, we're back into hurricane season, remember?
Right.
And this levee still is not completed, and it's a year later, and we're still in hurricane season. Here's another example. The city of New Orleans wants to rebuild the sewer and infrastructure in the lower Ninth Ward, but FEMA is dinking around with them. The FEMA says it'll cost $100 million, and the city says it'll cost $400 million, and they can't get an agreement, so they can't rebuild it. And that's just insane 1 year later.
Yeah, that is insane. It really is insane. Congresswoman, do you think FEMA should be taken out of Homeland Security again?
Well, I voted against the Department of Homeland Security to begin with because I was afraid that it would just cause more layers of bureaucracy in the federal government, and I think that's what happened. And a good start would be to take FEMA back out. And an even second thing we need to do is completely audit the agency from top to bottom and see if there's a way we can restructure it to make it more responsive to these large natural disasters.
Do we need a congressional investigation into what happened with Katrina?
Well, I think we need robust oversight. We need a lot of oversight. We need robust oversight into how the money's being spent. We need oversight into why we can't get a working hospital for poor people and uninsured people here. We need oversight into what the insurance companies have done in denying people insurance coverage for their homes. I could go on and on. We need some robust, and this is one reason why the Democratic leadership has come down here, because what we're saying is when we're in charge in January, we're going to have robust oversight over all of these things. We're not just going to try to sweep it under the rug like the Republicans are.
Yeah, you know what, and I agree with you on that 100%, and boy, a lot of us are looking so forward to January. Congresswoman...
Not the least of which is me.
Well, we're looking forward to it with you. Congresswoman, thank you so much for being on the program this morning there from New Orleans. And you know you're always welcome on here anytime.
And it's always a pleasure, Jay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.
There's
my
Congresswoman Diana DeGette. Down in New Orleans, and not such a rosy picture as what she paints and what others have painted, despite the fact that the administration PR machine is in full tilt today and was yesterday, trying to make us believe that things are better there and that things are getting better. And then, as I quoted in the 6 o'clock hour, you've got this CBS poll about the Gulf situation in which people are more than dissatisfied, 11% of them, check in as just being outright to downright angry about this entire thing. And so I've been kind of posing the question on and off all morning. Do you think that the Hurricane Katrina was the tipping point for the Bush administration, because it was a convergence, basically, of two things that were going on? People were starting to sour on the Iraqi war. You might remember that they told us that we would be greeted as liberators with flowers and candy, and that didn't happen. And then we have this huge... one of the biggest natural disasters, if not the biggest natural disaster that this country has ever faced, and the administration bungled that as well. And as I was going into one of the breaks, I mean, I was listing stuff here, and sure, I think in Louisiana and in Mississippi, I mean, I think that the city of New Orleans and the mayor there has to bear up some of the blame. I think that the state of Louisiana has to bear up some of the blame. I think the state of Mississippi, which didn't have the residual flooding, has to bear up some of the blame. But the federal government has to also bear some of the blame. And we live in a world that this administration keeps reminding us of that is, you know, very unsafe, and that they're the ones that are going to make us safer today than we were yesterday. They're the ones that are going to make us safer today and more secure than we were after 9/11. And it shows me that what you've got going on here is you've got a situation of a massive, massive storm, and what, about 3,000 people lost their lives in this thing? And it was huge, and the administration had no response, or very little response to it, and it was a mess. And you know, one of the guys that's speaking out honestly about this is Michael Brown. I don't know if you've caught any of the interviews with him on George Stephanopoulos this week. And he's been on several other news shows, too, where he's talking about how they kept spinning. The administration would spin how things were going good and things were okay. And in reality, they weren't okay and that things were bad, and that he kept warning them that they were bad. And I think that the underlying thing there is that he kept warning them that they were bad, kind of similar to the CIA briefer keep warning the White House that bin Laden was determined to attack and nothing was done there. Just like not much was done with Hurricane Katrina. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Rich Masters, a Democratic strategist and Louisiana native who previously served as a policy and communications advisor to Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. Masters is now managing editor at Corvus Communications. He knows this area inside out. We'll talk to him about that and some electoral politics coming up. After 8 o'clock, we'll talk about John Michael Carr and your opinion about how that all unfolded. And what you're thinking about when it comes to the Boulder District Attorney. 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at Progressive Traffic now with Gina Michaels.
I-70 is really snarled up. We've got two spots. Westbound, two-car crash at Vasquez, blocking your right lane, creating overflow there between Colorado Boulevard and Steele. And eastbound at Pecos, a separate two-car crash now in the left lane. That's backing you up to Sheridan. For your Aurora ride, two-car fender bender, it's off on the left-hand shoulder, but it's causing everyone to slow down. Your northbound side, Parker to Iliff, and we're also jammed packed at this hour out of Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue at
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Finishing.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Parents, when kids head back to school, their attention's on friends, classes, and their new lunchbox. It's a time when a persuasive stranger could easily find a youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system as well as taking a safe route to and from school. Establish a kid code and remind them that if they ever have a problem with a stranger, to run, yell, then tell. This is from the Olinger family of funeral homes and cemeteries with 20 locations in the Denver area. That's Olinger.
Today in the United States, there are more than 8,000 mutual fund managers, and most produce investment results that are below average. This means millions of people, perhaps even you, are paying for poor performance. It doesn't have to be this way. Hi, I'm Dan Kiley, chairman of the Retirement Corporation of America. We've identified 15 top managers who pass our rigorous screening process, achieving outstanding results year after year in both up and down markets. We call this select group our Money Masters. Learn just how easy it is to start your very own Money Masters portfolio. Low management fees, no minimum account balance, no loads, no commissions, no transaction fees, and no exit penalties. So log on to MoneyMastersDirect.com for your free financial freedom plan. And we'll also include our special report, The Top 10 Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. Go to MoneyMastersDirect.com. That's MoneyMastersDirect.com. MoneyMastersDirect.com.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a really easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, a little more PIL. Hey, the more PIL, the better. 7:34, 34 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. High today, 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up next hour, we'll talk about John Michael Carr. But right now we're talking about Katrina, and we're looking back on it. And I'm going to go now to one of my favorite people, Rich Masters, who's a Democratic strategist and a Louisiana native who previously served as a policy and communications advisor for Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. Masters is now managing editor of Corvus Communications. We've had our disagreements on things, but Rich is the man. Rich is the go-to man. Rich, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, brother. I sure appreciate you.
Yeah, you bet. I got a chance to see you on TV here not too long ago, so that was kind of an interesting experience.
Well, they put me out every once in a while. It shows how low the standards are for who you allow on TV these days.
So. No, I don't think so. I think they should put you on more often. You should definitely be on MSNBC more often, and also CNBC. All right, let's talk about Katrina 1 year later. You're from Louisiana. You spent a great amount of time there. I know you've got friends and family there. Where do we stand now a year later? Is it as bright and as rosy a picture as George W. Bush tried to make it out to be yesterday during the photo op and the speech?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I was there 3 weeks ago, and there are parts of the city that are just, you know, still look as if they did the day after the water receded, you know, 7-8 months ago. I mean, you know, the entire lower Ninth Ward, all of the Ninth Ward, you know, huge expanses of the city. I flew in at night, and there were still enormous areas of the city in which the power's not even on yet. And it's just, you know, I know that for political reasons, Bush has to say that they're doing everything they can, but it's just abject failure. I mean, they've had no systematic plan for how they're going to get money down to the people who need it. It's been, you know, wasted by bureaucrats, you know, on the federal and state and local level. And, you know, I mean, there are signs of life, and the people, by the way, you know, the thing that amazed me 3 weeks ago, Jay, was the fact that the people are exactly like I thought my people would be. They are coming back. They're strong. They're not waiting around for the federal government to give them any handouts. They're starting to rebuild their city slowly. And, you know, oddly enough, they're not bitter about the fact that billions and billions and billions of dollars have been paid to the federal government, you know, from the state of Louisiana, and then basically in their time of the need, they just said, see you. We don't, they just abdicated any responsibility or hardly any. And the people, they're resilient, all of them, you know, and they're starting to rebuild their cities slowly, very slowly, and it could be doing a whole lot better if they had an administration that cared about them.
Let's talk about politics here for a second, which you're very, very good at. I've been maintaining all morning here on the air that Katrina, along with the then war in Iraq starting to sour, was the tipping point that pushed Bush's poll numbers down, and that he's never really been able to fully recover from it.
No, I think you're right, and the thing that I think really has sent his poll numbers spiraling is I think those of us who watched the, you know, abject failure of Iraq and looked at how fundamentally mismanaged this was, we realized, you know, those of us who are paying attention to Iraq, we realized how incompetent these people were who were in the administration. However, the rest of America didn't pay much attention because it's foreign policy. And, you know, no matter where you look, people, you know, think foreign policy is something that's beyond them, and they're not really all that interested in it. And they understand Americans do that America has to play a role in the world, but they really don't want to do much with it, and they don't pay a whole lot of attention, and, except when troops start dying and when you have 2,500 war dead people started scratching their heads. And then you see the complete abject failure of Katrina. I mean, I think, you know, what lofted Bush up post 9/11 was the image of him as a strong leader, standing in the rubble with the bullhorn, you know, throwing the baseball out at the New York Yankees games. That resolve, that kind of, you know, illusion of leadership that came after 9/11. I think those of us who, you know, aren't fans of the president all know it was an illusion, but the rest of America didn't. And I think the complete and utter incompetence, the sight of him flying over New Orleans where thousands were drowning in their own homes, and he was in Arizona doing a fundraiser for the Republican Party, I think hit people squarely in the head. And I think people who were ambivalent about him or didn't have much of an opinion realized how incompetent he is.
How could he be so disengaged? How could they all be so disengaged?
Well, I think, you know, with you had an administration that was very focused. When they were elected, they were focused on two goals, and it sure wasn't fixing the country, because the country was in great shape under President Clinton and Democratic leadership, I might add. And when he left, or when Bill Clinton left the stage and Bush came in, they had one goal. They wanted to make complete Republican rule. They wanted to take over the House and the Senate. They wanted to paint Democrats as less than patriotic and less than American so that they would have a lasting Republican majority. And they wanted to gut government. They wanted to come in and this whole conservative notion that government should fund nothing more than just defense. Was their kind of mantra. And so they decided to come in and gut the government, and so that when emergencies like Katrina or other things happen, we have no reserve. There's no money in the till for us to go in and say the federal government needs to do what it needs to do. And I think what happened is after he was reelected, he completely lost interest. Now, keep in mind, when he was elected in 2000, he lost interest, and it took 9/11 to shake him, you know, out of his bunker in Waco, Texas. And, you know, I think the same is true here. And I think that they just decided that they had reached their objectives and that they were going to just go chop wood and chop brush, and he was going to leave as a wartime president. And they were perfectly happy to do that. And I think they had not planned for any kind of major catastrophe like happened. And they were just not only flat-footed, but they had so gutted the government and its ability to respond to natural disasters, that this is what you see. It's Maureen Dowd said it's what you get when incompetent government meets underfunded government.
How do you answer conservatives, though, who would say, well, see, look, you know what? The Katrina situation is another example about how the federal bureaucracy should be dismantled and about how government can't handle people's problems.
Well, I mean, you're right. That is the conservative mantra, and I think that nothing points to the exact opposite other than Katrina. Listen, there were failures in the city and the state. There is no question that the mayor of New Orleans did not have an adequate evacuation plan for the people who don't have the means to evacuate. I mean, if you look, the people that you saw who had to be rescued with helicopters, by and large, were people that do not have the economic means to just jump in their SUV and drive to Memphis for, you know, 3 months. And Ray Nagin didn't have a plan in place to deal with any of those people. And so there were failures on the state level. Now, the problem with conservatives is they say, well, see, you know, here's the problem, is that it was all of the problems have to be laid at the doorstep of the local government. The problem is only the federal government should have the cash reserve and the wherewithal to come in after an event like that. State budgets, keep in mind, because of George Bush, the great the man who's come in and passed more unfunded mandates down to the states. Basically, you take care of it. You take care of it. They want that every taxing authority, except for federal government, to come directly from the local government. The problem is there's just not enough. And, you know, in order to run a government where we're on our toes and we can respond to 9/11 in New York and rebuild, or we can respond to the Gulf Coast, or God forbid there's an earthquake in Los Angeles or San Francisco, the federal government needs to be the safety net whereby the people in the cities can come back and local government can do what they do best, and that's build streets and bridges and, you know, help create jobs.
7:43, it's 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line, Rich Masters, Democratic strategist and Louisiana native. This man's got it down. Let's switch to politics here for just a little bit. Or maybe we have been engaging in politics. Maybe you can't separate the two. How is all of this going to play out in the November elections, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it's clear. The key for Democrats is we can't get overconfident, because right now, if you look across the board, we're going to take back the House. And we're going to probably take back 4 or 5. And George Allen here in Virginia is trying his darndest to give us a Virginia Senate seat. And for all of you people who haven't paid attention to what's going on with George Allen, you need to. He is self-immolating himself here in Virginia. I couldn't be happier. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. But I think we could take back the House. I think we can take back the Senate if the trends continue the way they are. And I think that people are just completely fed up with incompetent government. I mean, you can talk about Iraq being a flawed or failed policy from the very get-go. No matter which side you came down on, the side of the war, whether you thought it was a good idea, whether you thought there were weapons of mass destruction, or whether you are completely 100% opposed to it, no one can step back and say that this has been handled in a proper way. And part was in the incompetence and the arrogance of the Bush administration. And if you look at America, the American public gets it. 38% to 40% is his approval rating right now. It's the lowest sustained negative approval rating since, Richard Nixon. And so I just cannot see where voters won't go out and say, there's a better way, and we have better candidates. And frankly, Democrats have better candidates, and we have the money available. People are chipping in. It's not multi-million-dollar checks like the Republicans are getting. It's little $25 and $50 checks that are going to Senate races and House races all over the country that are helping funneling this. People are sick and tired, and I think it's going to have an impact in November. And so Democrats need to be about getting back to the business of governing, and I hope that right at the day after November, we really take a serious look at the administration, what it's done wrong, and more importantly, how Democrats are going to lead the country in a new and better direction.
You know, speaking of George Allen, which I've always thought there was something kind of amiss with him, his campaign is it falling apart? I mean, he's falling behind Webb, and a lot of that can be attributed to that Mukaka comment that he made. But I mean, is it getting worse there in Virginia?
It is getting worse. I mean, the Mukaka comment, I think really it was kind of the fuse that ignited what was already a stick of dynamite. I mean, listen, George Allen makes George Bush look like a Rhodes Scholar. This is a guy who is as phony of a cowboy. I mean, if George Bush is a Kenny Bunkport cowboy, George Allen is a California cowboy who grew up in California, and he is the master of football analogies. But at a certain level, you got to still be able to govern, and he is George Bush without the brains. And so think about that for a second.
Wow.
So I think, it's really frightening. And here you've got Jim Webb, who's an interesting guy, who was a former Navy secretary under Ronald Reagan, no less, who has just been so disgusted and put off with the administration, and in particular the administration's national security plans, which they consider themselves so, adept at, that he not only switched parties, but he's running against George Allen. And, a month ago looked like a long shot is now shifting hard. The Allen people are trying to have it both ways. Allen calls up and apologizes to the poor campaign worker whom he welcomed to Virginia, which to me was just ridiculous that a native-born Virginian of Indian descent was welcomed to Virginia by a guy who wasn't even born, nor did he grow up in Virginia, in George Allen. And so, I mean, I think that put a real spotlight on just how incompetent he is. But I think that this could be the sixth Senate seat in play. And you know, for anybody who's listening, pay attention to this race. It's going to be a real bellwether.
Hmm. Well, I'm watching it. It's one of the ones that I got up there on my, on my calendar to watch as we start to get closer and closer to the election. Rich, it's always great to have you on, and hopefully we'll have you on a bunch more times before we get down to the actual election day.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you. Anytime.
All right, you got it. There's Rich Masters. He is the man. And we appreciate Rich being on the program. Love talking to him here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 7:47, 47 minutes before the hour. Coming up, we're going to talk about John Mark Carr and about the fact charges dropped, no DNA match. And you know what? You got to say, I mean, you got to give me credit. I have scrupulously, for the most part, stayed away from this story. But it is the other big story of the day besides Katrina. And I'd love to get your viewpoint on this, because for me, it's like, what is wrong with the Boulder DA? And I guess maybe some lawyers are saying that the Boulder DA did all this by the book, and that they did, that you know, that Mary Lacy did the right thing. But and then of course you got the news media, right? Okay, the news media gets sucked into this once again, like gasoline on a hot fire, and goes crazy. And we've talked about that before. And it's almost getting to the point now where, you know, do you feel like you can even trust the media at all? Maybe you're already past the point that you feel like you can't trust the media. Anyway, we're going to get into all that coming up here. 303-713-7600, 748, 48 minutes past the hour here. Good morning. It's nice to have you along on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we have two major freeway hotspots right now on I-70 that are likely putting you behind schedule. On the westbound side, a two-car crash at Vasquez. It's blocking your right lane, and we do have delays now between Colorado Boulevard and Steele. A separate wreck on the eastbound side at Pecos. That one in the left lane is backing you up to Sheridan. And we're still dealing with some delays in Aurora. This will be on your northbound 225 between Parker and Iliff. That wreck is out of traffic lanes. It's off on the left-hand shoulder, but everyone is still slowing to take a look. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 84. Right now it is 52. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor.
Well, it's back to school time again. Right now you can get Comcast high-speed internet for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. All you have to do is call 1-888 Comcast. It's like a totally super fast internet connection, so you don't have to wait for stuff to download, even if it's one of those big, huge, honking files. And because it's so fast, it's really kind of an awesome tool for any student,
because they can help with everything from homework to science projects to research papers.
All in the blink of an eye. So call 1-888-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. And you'll quickly see that the stuff that seemed to take forever
now happens in an instant.
Offer ends December 21, 2006. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. After promotion, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and installation fees extra. Offer varies for non-Comcast video customers. Call for full details.
Purina, which definitely makes a big difference. But, you know, the carrier, Terrier, the Karen, I guess it's a Karen Terrier, I'm sorry, who played Toto in The Wizard of Oz, was paid $150 per week. He had previously appeared in 11 movies. You know what? I would put both Jackson and Coco to work, but I'd want more than $150 a week. Don't you think you'd want more than $150 a week for your dogs? Listen, if you love your dogs as much as we love ours, Mary and I love our dogs, then you know what? You got to try Purina One. I mean, how many times did you hear eat your broccoli when you were growing up? Well, imagine a world where what you eat is also what's good for you. That's your dog's world with Purina One Total Nutrition Formulas. Now, these new formulas, these new reformulated to dog formulas are made with ingredients like real lamb, real beef, and real chicken, plus rice and yogurt. Real ingredients that just like those you look for in your own diet. So try it on your dog, and you know what? Your dog's going to thank you over and over again. Does your current pet food deliver both great taste and good health? Purina One does. Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. See for yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult dog, or senior dog, or go to their website at PurinaOneChallenge.com. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers.
Today in the United States, there are more than 8,000 mutual fund managers, and most produce investment results that are below average. This means millions of people, perhaps even you, are paying for poor performance. It doesn't have to be this way. Hi, I'm Dan Kiley, Chairman of the Retirement Corporation of America. We've identified 15 top managers who pass our rigorous screening process, achieving outstanding results year after year in both up and down markets. We call this select group our Money Masters. Learn just how easy it is to start your very own Money Masters portfolio. Low management fees, no minimum account balance, no loads, no commissions, no transaction fees, and no exit penalties. So log on to MoneyMastersDirect.com for your free financial freedom plan. And we'll also include our special report, The Top 10 Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. Go to MoneyMastersDirect.com. That's MoneyMastersDirect.com. MoneyMastersDirect.com.
Get progressive about your career.
you'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Serta mattress event is going on right now at Sam's Club. Prices are even lower than usual on all Serta mattresses and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. Did I mention it's amazing? Try a Serta mattress with a test rest demonstration Friday through Monday only at Sam's Club.
Get your smile on. I've got this fine sandwich. Freshly baked bread, roast beef, and cheddar looking extra sharp. But without Lay's potato chips, man, it's just lovely. You see, no matter how fine a sandwich is, it's not complete without that light, crispy, irresistible taste of Lay's. A sandwich and Lay's. Soulmates.
Grab your soulmate and head over to Wendy's for a delicious new deli fresh riscotta sandwich and a tasty bag of baked Lay's.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 754. 54 minutes past the hour. High today, 81. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, let's talk about the John Mark Carr situation and the fact that the DNA did not match. And what have we learned now from this latest round of Ramsey lunacy? 303-713-7600. And once again, I've stayed away from talking about this unless there were major developments. And yesterday there was a major development. And there are a lot of people who are down on the Boulder DA. I'm not sure what they were trying to do here. I'd just be interested in your take on the media's reaction to all of this, on your reaction to it. Now's the time to sound off. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just had a couple comments, and one was regarding the John Michael Carr. But the first was I wanted to commend you. A couple weeks ago, you had a caller, I think his name was AJ, calling about the Paul Childs case. He asked you to bring something up with Bill Ritter, and you did the next day in the interview. And I'm not a caller into talk radio that much, but I thought that was very commendable. You don't see people on the radio or in the media following through like that. And I just wanted to thank you for doing that.
Oh, thanks.
Some of my questions.
No, you know what? No thanks. No thanks needed, man.
Well, and as far as this, John Michael Carr stuff, I mean, my wife and I were sitting looking at it. I mean, we have little kids, too, and it was just, for as deviant as the guy appears to be, I mean, we don't even know. You heard people on the media calling him a pedophile and this, that, and the other, but no one had any evidence that he had done anything. All he had done, it just seemed to me that he was, the Boulder DA, sure, they have egg on their face, but at the same time, I think what's happened here is the media did the exact same thing that they did with the Ramseys. They did the same thing to John Michael Carr.
Yeah, the media went after him, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. I mean, it was just, he had, the guy seemed a little bit unstable just from, the interviews that you'd heard. And, it was just one of those situations where they convicted him before there was any even, they didn't even have any evidence. I mean, the media, who was saying that this guy has a very good chance that he's the guy, didn't even have any evidence, and neither did the DA. So it's frustrating for...
Yeah, it turns out to be a gigantic bust, and they were all, in the beginning, high-fiving themselves and giving credit to people, and, they told Patsy Ramsey they're close to closing in on somebody, and you're right, Greg, you know what? It all turns out to be a flaccid balloon. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Call me again.
I will.
All right.
Thanks.
We're going to talk some more about this coming up next hour. 303-713-7600, your reaction to the fact that John Michael Carr is not the killer of JonBenet Ramsey, that the DA doesn't DNA doesn't match, and that the media, and I'm proud to say that we didn't get involved too much in this, that the media once again went berserk, right? Got played.
Boulder, Colorado is once again just the embarrassment of the criminal justice system.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-600-3037. Again, that's 1-800-600-3037. 1-800-600-3037.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's a day of remembrance in Gulfport, Mississippi.
The sun is shining on us today, but as you know, a year ago, we'd have been treading water right here.
Senator Trent Lott, who lost his home to Hurricane Katrina, speaking a short time ago at a ceremony marking the anniversary.
John David Allen. Susan Allen.
Katrina killed Mark those people and more than 200 others in Mississippi, more than 1,000 in Louisiana. A year later, life along much of the Gulf Coast is nowhere close to what it was.
St. Bernard Parish President Henry Rodriguez estimates only about 18,000 of his residents have returned a year later.
It's frustration. People thought that they would be back in their homes, even if it was just a FEMA trailer. But they're not.
And the rebuilding has been slowed, he says, by that lack of temporary housing. For those who came back to rebuild, the emotional costs have been high.
In the first 7 months in this parish, we had 9 people committed suicide.
1 year after Katrina, many St. Bernard residents still don't have phone service, hospitals, or even grocery stores nearby. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Chalmette, Louisiana.
It's raining in Key West. Tourists like Gary Smith are heading north before Tropical Storm Ernesto moves in full force.
Yes, we'd rather be safe than sorry.
CBS's Peter King is on the storm watch.
Ernesto's expected to hit South Florida as a strong tropical storm or a weak hurricane late tonight or early tomorrow.
I don't even want to meet him.
Beverly Burns is still recovering from last year's Hurricane Wilma.
It is stressful. It's exhausting.
Many schools in South Florida are closed. There are long lines for supplies and gas, and the entire state has been told to get ready as the cone of uncertainty is still very wide. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
By now, most Americans know carrying too much weight's a bad thing, but do they care? Live to CBS's Jim Shinovy.
Well, apparently not. According to the latest figures, we're getting fatter, Frank. And Mississippi continues to lead the nation in girth. An estimated 29.5% of adults there are not just fat, but clinically obese. That's a 1.1% increase from last year's report. Alabama, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Kentucky round out the top 5 fat states. Meantime, Colorado, the leanest state, with just under 17% of its adults clinically obese.
John Carr is facing extradition to Sonoma County, California, to face an old child pornography charge. But Carr won't be charged with murdering JonBenet Ramsey, even though he said he was with her when she died. Carr family lawyer Gary Harris says he's not surprised Colorado prosecutors dropped the case.
We knew there was not going to be a DNA match because they knew he was at Wex Carr's house at Christmas in 96.
The College Board says the high school class of 06 had an average SAT score of 1021, a 7-point drop and the biggest dip in 31 years. The test was new last year, and students didn't always take it twice. Students who do take it twice usually do better. In early trading, the Dow is up 6 points. This is CBS News.
John Madden here to tell you about Ace Hardware's Labor Day sale going on this weekend only, September 1st through the 4th, at participating Ace stores. Get a $5 rebate on every gallon of Ace Royal paint you buy, limit 10 gallons. And don't forget paint supplies like a four-piece paintbrush set priced at $2.99 or a three-pack of Ace paint rollers for $3.99. Both are free after rebate. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get
Corey Lopez with an AM 760 news update. The first chief detective on the JonBenet Ramsey case breaking his silence now that John Carr will not be charged with the crime. Steve Thomas says that Boulder DA Mary Keenan Lacey has a one-track mind when it comes to the case.
Those who have tried to present Mary Keenan a non-intruder scenario have been given the coldest of shoulders.
Thomas says Lacey's actions explain why he left the Boulder PD. The Boulder DA will speak at 10 o'clock this morning about the case. Thanks to terminal makeovers with business people in mind, there's less airport purgatory for stranded travelers. Business 2.0 magazine rated Denver International Airport as one of the five best airports in the country for business people. Kristen Crawford with Business 2.0 says we're still behind European airports, though.
They have showers and places you can actually stay and sleep. I mean, just far more impressive operations than we have here.
The other top four, Minneapolis-St. Paul, Charlotte-Douglas in North Carolina, Dallas-Fort Worth, and San Francisco. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, big time tie up now for your drive out of Boulder. We had a rollover crash on the turnpike near Davidson Mesa. Only one lane is getting through, so you need to be prepared for some major gridlock back to the Boulder city limits. Crews still out with two separate wrecks on I-70, westbound at Vasquez, eastbound at Pecos. Have some drag on both sides, and now a brand new problem eastbound I-70 at Havana that's adding to your problems. It's blocking the left lane. No relief yet on southbound I-25 out of Thornton, and you're in a holding pattern into downtown 58th to Spear. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 84. Right now it's 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Friends with Money, Water, Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World, The Sentinel, or Baghdad ER. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. High today, 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. By the way, yesterday we were talking about Warren Jeffs, the polygamist. He was arrested today near Las Vegas. I can't remember who the caller was yesterday who brought his name up. But he was busted. So they caught him. And he was one of the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives. So good work to the FBI there. All right, what about the John Michael Carr situation? What about the whole thing where the DNA doesn't match and that the Boulder District Attorney went to all of this money taxpayers' expense to fly this guy out. We went through all this hoopla. The media went crazy. We basically didn't, I didn't do the story that much. I mean, we did it when there was stuff to, you know, to when there was major developments to cover, but basically, and there was a lot of pressure to do this story every single day, and I tried to avoid doing it, tried to avoid getting into it, because I don't want to pass any judgment about his innocence or guilt, but now it turns out that he's innocent, and I think Mary Lacy, the DA in Boulder, has some answering to do, and I think the Boulder has some answering to do, and once again, this whole thing looks crazy, and it looks screwy. One line open at 303-713-7600, and we can't spare the media in this, too, because all of us, even those of us who wanted to hear about other issues and why, and were concerned about other things going on, we had to slug through all the JonBenet Ramsey information every single day, and it got to the point where it was just enough is enough already. It was just an overload. But how do you gauge what people want to hear? How do you gauge what people want to see? And do you take a chance and ignore the story, or do you go with it because everybody else is going with it, and it becomes kind of a stampede mentality? Let's go to Ingrid in Longmont. Ingrid, hi, you're on AM... Whoops, let me get you here, Ingrid. There you go, Ingrid. Hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, now, bear with me. Don't get upset with me, but you pretty much just said what I was going to say to you. You know, I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I think that Carr was arrested in Thailand because it was a news distraction to take away bad news from the Bush administration being in the news. And now I think he was released today for the same reason. It's the anniversary of Katrina, and I've just been waiting to see what they would pop up with to distract everybody. And, you know, I wanted to hear about John Carr and sexual perverts and all this. All they have to do is go to Fox News or Nancy Grace. They can get all they want. So... I don't think you need to cater to that kind of audience. That's my two cents.
Well, your two cents is as valuable as anybody else's. I don't think it was a conspiracy. I don't think that it had anything to do with the Bush administration. I think that the Bush administration is capable of orchestrating their own photo ops and their own controlling their own news cycles.
No, you know, that's my opinion, Jay. I just wanted to call in and reinforce that for anybody else out there who's frustrated as hell with this being all over the news all the time.
Well,
okay.
Is it all over the news? Is it all over the news because? Well,
you were wondering how to know what people want to hear. If people want to hear all this stuff, they can go to Fox. They can go to CNN. They can go to Nancy Grace. You know?
Yeah, I don't go to those places.
Well, those people do. And, you know, I'm tuning into you because I want to hear stuff that isn't anywhere else. That's what I want to hear. So that's why I called. I don't want to, you know, I know I sound contentious, but I get upset over these things.
You don't sound, what makes you think you sound contentious? You don't sound contentious to me.
Okay, good.
You just sound so like somebody who's concerned. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, you know, and I think that there's a lot of legitimacy to what you say. I just don't think it's any kind of a conspiracy. I think it's how the media operates in a market-driven atmosphere, that they're definitely on to whatever it is that they think is the most sensational thing that they think will get, you know, will attract people like a moth to a flame, and particularly if it's the local media and it happens in your backyard, then they really go crazy. And you know, the other thing is, people who were involved in this, you know, my friend Peter Boyles, who works over on KHOW, I mean, God, he was getting death threats from people and all kinds of stuff. I mean, that's how crazy people get over this kind of stuff. But you know what? Guess what? Tabloids and all of these magazines and things that carry this kind of gossip, I bet you that stuff outsells magazines like Time and Newsweek. How much you want to bet?
Well, of course it does. But let me tell you, Karl Rove knows that. And if you track all the things like this that pop up and then track the bad political news of the Bush administration, the graph lays on top of itself.
Well, it would lay on top of itself now because there's not much good news out there for the Bush administration, but I don't think there's a connection between the Boulder DA's office and Karl Rove. I think that's a little bit too much of a stretch. But I love you, and I'm glad you called.
It's up for argument. That's just my opinion, because I don't trust them any further than I can throw.
Well, I don't think most of us do.
Pretty bad.
All right, Ingrid. Ingrid, take care. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Kevin in Wisconsin. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Old Mary's doing well. I'm one of your old Chicago listeners, a truck driver out of Wisconsin. I always plan my trips when I could listen to you going through Chicago back in your earlier late night days and back in your later days there with Eileen there. I thought that was a crock. You do a lot better and just well on your own. But anyway, from what I've heard about you, I run west now and I get Denver a lot, but from what I hear you now, man, I can't believe what you're saying there, bashing all this Bush stuff. I just wonder, is this DA a Democrat or a Republican?
I always was a Democrat, and I always was progressive, and I always was a liberal, but I was stuck in a radio station in which I was not allowed to say what I really thought and was dictated to as to content, and it's one of the reasons why, despite the large amount of money I was making, that I finally went to the management and told them that I can't work here anymore, and I left and came here.
Well, yeah, I know you were more Democratic than Republican, for sure I can tell that, but I didn't realize how bad, but...
I'm very proud of being a Democratic and a Republican, not being Republican, and, you know, if I were you, I wouldn't be so proud of being Republican. Look at the mess the country's in, and look at the mess we're in Iraq. And that wasn't us that did it. It wasn't the Democrats.
Yeah.
You guys control the Congress. You control the presidency. You control the courts. You control everything. Can you honestly tell me this country is better off now than it was a year ago?
Well, you know, like in Vietnam, the North Vietnamese are ready to give up and surrender 2 years until G.I. Jane and Kerry there start to melt.
All right. Let's see.
And that's a powering enemy. And what do you think you guys are doing now? I mean,
all right. Let's see. Let's see if you're right. Let's see if you're right. Let's examine your statement that the North Vietnamese were ready to give up until Jane Fonda and John Kerry got involved. Okay, cite me a source that the Vietnamese were ready to give up. Cite me any public source
made. I can't remember his name, but he was one of the high-ranking officers.
Who?
I can't remember the Vietnamese guy's name. But
because the statements were never made. You have no proof. What you're doing is you're repeating a talking point that somehow has been given to you because you can't prove that that statement ever existed. You can't prove that the Vietnamese at any time were ever ready, the North Vietnamese were ever ready to give up the war in Vietnam. That's what they went to Paris for the peace negotiations. And if anything, you can make an historic case that Richard Nixon prolonged the war. So you struck out there. What's your next initiative?
Oh, that back to this DA, do you know, is it Republican or Democrat?
Have no idea.
Okay, I was wondering, you're kind of going light on it.
I don't think I'm going light on her. I think she wasted money in bringing this guy over, and I think she has a lot to answer for what she did.
Yeah, that's what the rest of the country talk radio feels anyway. That's all I do all day, all night. All I do is listen to local, national talk radio. And you're
most of it right wing, I imagine. Most of it right wing, I imagine too, probably, right?
Most of them. Yeah, you'd be the only one I'd listen to on this channel. You're the only one I do. But
well, you ought to try some others. It might help your outlook.
Yeah, you know, they don't have no plan, so they want to take over the House. They want to take over the Senate.
Well, wait a minute.
I've heard of one plan.
Wait a minute.
Well, what are they going to do when they get there?
Wait a minute. You say they have no plans? Well,
that's right.
All right, let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
All right. What would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about college education? Would you like to talk about health insurance? Would you like to talk about the environment? Would you like to talk about foreign policy? You draw the topic, and I'll give you the plan. I'll tell you this much without pointing fingers. I'm just going to say it out loud. Let's say that what your president and my president and what the leader of this land is saying about Iraq is absolutely true. Let's say what he's saying is definitely true and that we should stay there. Okay, what is the plan? What plan does the president, what plan does Donald Rumsfeld, what plan do any of those people have to, one, stabilize Iraq, and two, get us out of Iraq? What plan?
Well, the plan ought to be to take care of Iran, Syria, and Saudi Arabia, but
that's never going to happen. That's going and starting more wars. What I'm asking what is the plan? What is the plan to finish the one we're involved in? What is the president's plan to finish the one we're involved in? Give me a plan that he's articulated in the last 60 to 90 days.
Well, the plan is for the Iraqi people to take care of it themselves. That's
well, he's been saying that forever. As long as they stand up, we'll stand down. But they're not standing up. So what's his plan to take care of that?
Well, the deal is that's why all these people from Iran and Syria and Saudi Arabia are the ones causing the problem.
Oh,
that's why
I see.
They need to be taken care of.
You mean there's no fighting going on there between the Shiites and the Sunnis?
There's more than ever lately, but that wasn't the case
months ago. But you're still not answering my question. What is the president's plan to put an eventual end to our involvement in Iraq, a country that is costing us in human lives and in money? What's his eventual plan?
To make it a democratic country where they vote and they're free. They're much better now than they are under Saddam Hussein, murdered all them Kurds.
You mean with a thousand
WMDs.
Of them? You mean with a thousand of them dying a day, they're much better off. Okay, well, you still haven't given me a plan. I mean, when are we going to get out? What's the president's plan to finish the mission and to get us to come home? What is the plan? I don't want to stay there indefinitely. What's the plan?
The plan is to keep building the Iraqi army up, and that's the plan. It takes time. And
takes 30 years, we'll be there for 30 years?
Yep. If it wasn't for all these Iranians and Syrians coming in there, it wouldn't be as long.
You know what? Kevin, can I ask how old you are?
47. I grew up a Democrat. My parents were all Democrats.
Well, you're too old to enlist. I was going to say if you were 42, you could go enlist because you seem to be so gung ho. But it doesn't. You don't seem. You still don't. You know. You give me slogans, but you don't give me a plan.
Okay.
There's not a plan on how to get out. You keep bringing in the Iranians and the Syrians, but how in the world are you going to stabilize the country and get the Sunnis and the Shias to buy into the plan and stop fighting each other and to get the violence to stop? What is the president's plan to get the Sunnis and the Shia to quit battling each other?
You know, that's been like that for hundreds and hundreds of years.
But that's not an answer. That's not a plan. But that's not a plan. What's the president's plan?
The only president has taken any initiative to straighten out the Middle East. And it takes time.
Oh, it's straightened out, isn't it? We got more problems there now than we've ever had.
Jay, listen.
You know,
it's a start. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Well, whatever happened to Kennedy saying, like this Katrina and everything else, ask what not your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Because what John Kennedy was talking about is he was talking about your country, not some country in the Middle East, not going to a war of choice, not getting into a situation on false premises, not getting involved in a situation in which we get bogged down, planning for something properly, knowing what your end strategy is going to be, and knowing how to take care of it. That's what he was talking about. And so far, you haven't given me any plan and no idea of how we're going to get out, because you know something? The President of the United States, you know what? You can bring in all the Iranians and the Syrians and all that kind of stuff. The President of the United States has no plan to get out, and the American people realize that. And finally, you know what? George W. Bush never knew that there were Sunnis or Shia in Iran. He thought they were all Arabs.
Okay, now how about Clinton for 8 years?
No, we're talking about Clinton. That won't work. We're not talking about Clinton. We're not talking about Clinton. We're talking about living in the here and now, not in the past. We're talking about living in the here and now and in the past, and I'll give you one last chance. Tell me what the President of the United States' plan is to get us out, and when do you expect us to be able to leave Iraq and stop spending our money and wasting lives, in a terrible, terrible situation. What is the plan?
I'll tell you what it's going to be. It's a day-to-day deal. You just got to keep working at it.
Okay.
It's much more than any president did, and much more than any Democrat will ever do.
Right. Sure, like FDR, huh? Okay. Have a good day. Drive safe, my friend. See what I'm telling you? No plan. And what that has to do with John Mark Carr, I have no idea.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Vasquez, eastbound at Pecos. So be prepared for major delays along that stretch. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 84. Right now it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make the best margaritas this Labor Day with Freshy's Fresh Lime Margarita Mix. Freshy's Super Premium All-Natural Margarita, Mojito, and Bloody Mary Mixes are the life of the party and made right here in Colorado. Find Freshy's Mixes at all fine liquor stores and at Whole Foods or visit Freshy's.com.
Thanks to a special Medicare program, you may be eligible for a pair of shoes specifically designed for diabetics, plus three sets of inserts for little or no cost. For details about this program and to see if you qualify, call or visit Foot Effects today. Also, now through Friday, Foot Effects will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. Foot Effects, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with Foot Effects.
Jack Mysek Heating and Cooling in Arvada reminds drivers, when you take to the road during this back-to-school season and throughout the school year, remember to take along the three C's of safe driving. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. This message courtesy of Jack Mysek Heating and Cooling in Arvada, known for quality, integrity, and dependability. For service, call 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. For Jack Mysek Heating and Cooling.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll give you a free video demonstration so you can see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call now for your free video demonstration to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909. 1-800-900-2909.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating Colorado. Labor Day weekend in Civic Center Park for the Taste of Colorado. There'll be food on hand from over 50 local vendors, live music, and kids activities. Stop by the AM 760 tent on Saturday, September 2nd for your chance to participate in our version of a popular TV game show. It's a Colorado tradition, the Taste of Colorado. Labor Day weekend in Civic Center Park with AM 760 Progressive Talk. For more information, log on to AM760.net.
And I'll be out there on Saturday, too. So come by the booth. See me. I'll be there starting at 11:30. All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's your chance to sound off about the John Mark Carr situation and the DNA didn't match and the whole Ramsey thing. And we got kind of sidetracked with that last caller. Let's go to Judith in Lamont. In Longmont. I'm sorry, Judith. Go ahead, Judith. Hi, you're on.
Morning. Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. Lamont, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I did want to mention that, you know, this announcement, according to what I heard, was made by Homeland Security. But that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to discuss the Boulder justice system. I used to work in the courthouse, the Justice Center down in Boulder. In the 80s, and we had bizarre cases back then. In fact, we had another case that kind of mirrors the Ramsey case. Little Michael Manning, he was murdered by his mother and her boyfriend, and the body was hidden in the house, and the police never found it. and it was stuffed into an air vent. And later they buried the body in a field. And they were basically given a slap on the wrist for that. Then there was the Landry case where a police officer hired a man by the name of Landry to murder his wife up in here in Longmont. And he and two of his cohorts in crime came up here, murdered the poor woman. And there was the sheriff flying that man and his girlfriend, one of the perpetrators, down to Trinidad for a, a conjugal visit. That case was kind of a mess, too, something about plea bargaining and whatever, and then the two people went back on their plea bargain after Landry was sentenced, and it was a mess. Also, I want to bring up my daughter's case. This is hard for me. My daughter was 14 years old, and she was raped by three men. She was raped. And as a result, she became pregnant. And she had to have an abortion. She was only 14. But the police officers, the two detectives involved in this case, went down to the university hospital to witness a DNA sample being taken from the fetus before the fetus left my daughter's body. And they came back. It came back positive to one of the men that had raped her, and the other ones. There was it was going to be a landmark case, and it turned out that the two police officers were well. One of them was charged on the day of the pretrial with molesting his wife's children, and he's in jail now. And the other one had a track record. Didn't last very long. I'm not going to mention names on the air, but he later was fired from his job, the second one. So my daughter's case, which would have been a good one and a landmark case in that situation, was thrown out because the evidence was tainted because of the police officers.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
That's
it
terrible.
It is a shame. Our whole family suffered immensely from that. And I fault Alex Hunter on that one completely. There's no reason why he had to let that go, but the evidence was tainted, and there's nothing we could do about it. So I just wanted to let you know that there are things that go on in Boulder County that are a little more bizarre and a lot bizarre than, you know, just the Ramsey case. But I knew, because I'm still involved with a lot of people that are in law enforcement and stuff, that that guy didn't kill her.
All right, did the DA do the right thing, or does
No. No, she should have known better. She really should have known better. I don't know what was pulling her strings in this case, but I can't see where that woman could be so foolish to have gone to that length and then to use those excuses, because the DNA could have been done, you know, from where he was. I personally think that this man did something in, what was it, Thailand, and wanted to get out of there.
And yeah, I've heard that a lot. What about the media? What about the media's role in this?
Oh my goodness! You know, there wasn't that much media when the girl was killed. I mean, it was local, but it wasn't national. That was totally out of hand. I had a friend calling me from Boston. What the hell's going on? He said, "Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I didn't know if I could say that on the radio." Yeah, he wanted to know what was going on with John Bennett, and I said, I don't know, I you know, and I turned on the news, and I thought, oh my goodness, you know, this is ridiculous. But you know, things happen, and now everybody's got to pull back and figure out why they were so foolish to have, you know, dragged that man across the country, across the ocean, first class, business class, same thing, I guess, and why they went to the expense. So, but anyway, hopefully he will be taken to California. Hopefully he'll be incarcerated, and hopefully I can't say that he'll get treatment, because everybody knows that those types of people, you know, never get better.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you there too. Thank you, Judith. I appreciate the call, and have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you for your show. Thank
okay,
you.
See you later. All right, we'll take more calls coming up here. One line open at 303-713-7600, 832-28 before 9. Traffic now with Gina Michaels.
is between Table Mesa and McCaslin due to this Boulder Turnpike crash right near Davidson Mesa. We only have one lane getting through, so you can expect to be held up there for a bit, or you can get around it on South Boulder Road to McCaslin and then back over to Highway 36. I-70 getting its share of problems, still jammed up from wreck cleanup, tying up the works eastbound at Havana, earlier at Pecos, and westbound at...
Land Rover in Colorado is on Havana Street in Aurora. For 20 years, Land Rover Denver East on Havana has been selling and servicing the world's best 4x4s. From the original Defender to today's most capable and technologically advanced LR3, Land Rover Denver East continues its tradition of excellence, longevity, and reliability. That's Land Rover. That's Land Rover Denver East. 303-751-1500. That's 303-751-1500. Or Land Rover. DenverEast.com.
Sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
At Just Brakes, we really do care. Stop by for Brake Safety Awareness Week. If it's been at least 1 year or 20,000 miles since you've had your brakes inspected, then visit a Just Brakes location from August 26th to September 2nd for a free visual brake inspection by a Just Brakes certified brake safety expert. While you're there, get a free roadside emergency kit while supplies last, no purchase necessary. Just Brakes Safety Awareness Week, August 26th to September 2nd, because...
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-400-8796. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-400-8796. For your free tape, call 1-800-400-8796. 1-800-400-8796.
I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Marilyn Musgrave doesn't think she has to play by the same rules we do. A newspaper report reveals Marilyn Musgrave rear-ended a heart transplant recipient and stroke victim. Musgrave left the scene of the accident, did not file a police report, did not immediately call the police. The newspaper story says Musgrave left the man who was in, quote, obvious pain, and left the scene of the accident because she was, quote, late for work. To add insult to injury, Marilyn Musgrave was the deciding vote to cut billions in veterans funding. Billions that would have paid for health care and disability payments to Iraq veterans. Marilyn Musgrave played cut and run with veterans benefits after all veterans have done for our country. All because Marilyn Musgrave caved in to Tom DeLay and the powerful politicians in Washington. Marilyn Musgrave. Cut and run. Hit and run.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35. 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 81. Partly sunny. Some thunderstorms out there. All right, your chance to sound off about John Michael Carr and the whole Ramsey situation here. 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones, and we go to Tyler, who is in the Boulder. Tyler, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good myself. I'm calling in to say I think what the DA did here in Boulder was actually, I think, the proper thing to do.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting for you to tell me why.
Okay. You had the guy, and he said he confessed to the murder. You know, he said he did the murder, which is more of a reason to bring him back to Boulder and charge him for the murders. And when it came down to the when you had the DNA coming, the DNA tests coming in, a lot of people I've been talking to about this said, well, why do the DNA test if he already confessed to it? Well, it was kind of so the DA wouldn't get their, get caught with their pants down on this one. And I was saying I didn't think he did it at all, but to bring him in on something he said he did, and then to do the DNA test, I thought it was completely proper on all of that.
My questions are these. You know, just because somebody comes forward and says that they do something doesn't necessarily mean that they did it. I mean, if you look at any high-profile murder that has gone on in this country, they always have people come forward who confess. And inevitably, there are people who just want attention for some reason or another. But my question is this. You know, if he had shown an interest in little girls, and if he was starting to teach in Thailand, why didn't they alert the Thai officials and let the Thai officials handle that part of it? And then why didn't they get the DNA taken in Thailand and then compare the DNA here and then find out whether it was worth the money to have to go through all of this to fly him here and to feed him and house him? If he clearly was not, was the DNA would have not been a match, and he wasn't you see what I'm saying? I mean, there was nothing going on there.
Well, I think there's probably would have stand more of a chance of it getting tainted if it was brought in from Thailand. I mean, we're talking about one of the most, the media back in 96, 10 years ago, was humongous on this. So it was a very big case. So, I mean, I think the DA out here in Boulder really wanted to make sure they had the right guy. And I have a little stuff in my throat. By having the DNA tests brought outside of Boulder County, would have had more of a chance of it getting tainted, and it wouldn't have stood in court.
Well, the answer to that would be that that you're right, that his defense attorneys could have said, well, the DNA came from Thailand, and it could be tainted and blah blah blah. So then what you would do is you would reorder him up for another DNA examination. But the thing is, if they had gotten the DNA from Thailand and the DNA it wouldn't have matched, so there wouldn't have been an issue. See what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but I mean he was confessing to the crime at the time.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people come forward though they're crackpots and do that.
I know. If he was looking for fame, he might as well have confessed that he killed Jimmy Hoffa and knew where he buried the body instead of JonBenet Ramsey. I think that would have been a better way to go with that one. But, just bringing him in here, extraditing him here, and then doing the tests here was probably the smartest thing to do. I still stand on that one. How it turned out, I mean, like I was saying earlier, I don't think he did it, and we were saying... A lot of the people I work with here were saying he didn't do it. There was no way he could have done it because none of his story matched up at all.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought he did either, but I kind of kept my mouth shut about it because I didn't want to get on either side of it. Tyler, thank you, man. I appreciate you calling in.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Doug in Lakewood. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
Hey, man. It's one more day towards Friday.
It is. Hey, I want to add to your questions that you're just articulating to Tyler. I've been curious ever since this thing started 2 weeks ago about the involvement of Homeland Security. In the initial press conference down in Thailand, they were prominently featured in answering questions. What's the deal there?
You know, I have no idea other than the fact that I guess they involve themselves anytime there's a fugitive overseas. I guess they feel like that's their area that they need to step into. Other than that, I would have no knowledge of why they would be involved.
I mean, is that truly what Homeland Security is about?
Well, I'm not sure at this point we know really what they're about or what they're supposed to be about. I don't really... do you? I mean, listen to the people we had on this morning talking about Katrina, and every one of them to a person more or less said that Homeland Security is questionable at this particular point, despite what the administration tries to say.
Well, it really makes me think that it could be possible that there is this part of a grand diversion that's going on related to the... At the time, remember 2 weeks ago, the NSA ruling was just coming out. And, perhaps it was some of that.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's a really, really hard... That would be a really hard stretch to make. That would be really, really... really hard. And if you look at the reports in the papers and on the media, they had been working on this for quite a while. So it wasn't like all of a sudden they decided to scramble this guy up and, pop him in order to save the White House from you know, some kind of embarrassment. I mean, that to me is too... You know, the White House, let me tell you something. The White House is good at controlling the news cycle. They're good at doing that. They're good at putting things into the stream. They're good at controlling reporters by threatening to cut off access. They're real good at playing those games. But they're not good enough to reach all the way over to Boulder, Colorado, and influence the DA.
Perhaps you're right. We didn't see Carl Rove in Boulder this last couple of weeks, right?
No, and I don't think you will be seeing him either.
Hey, Mike Malloy last night, I guess he was in for Randy Rhodes, he mentioned that there was some kind of an agreement with the Department of Homeland Security, and I was curious about that. So,
the Department of Homeland Security feels like it has to get involved in all these flights that come from overseas, particularly if they carry suspected felons. I don't know. I mean, I think that's a question worth asking. I don't think that this would be something that they would be involved in.
No,
but
I don't either.
You know, who knows?
Yeah. The only other thing I wanted to say was I'm very disappointed in Keith Olbermann in this whole thing. He really was putting a lot of time into reporting on John Monnet, and I think he ought to nominate himself for the worst person in the world.
Yeah, I got to, you know, his show, I have to agree with you, his show got to the point one night a couple of weeks ago.
It was the entire night.
Yeah, where Mary and I turned it off and went to bed early because we couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, did you notice last night he wasn't there? Does he ever work? Or he must have the world's longest vacation. Have you ever noticed that?
He was gone all last week, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, you think he'll be there tonight?
I don't know.
I guess we'll tune in and see, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
All right, Doug, thanks.
You bet. Bye.
See ya. Let's go to Mark in Longmont. Mark, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. I was involved very early in this as one of the, I'm involved with logistics for the media and the facility as far as support there. And we pretty much almost took a poll, like, how long is this going to stay before someone leaks it? And it was leaked by by Homeland Security back in Washington within hours.
Why were they involved even to begin with?
Well, because, remember, ICE is now part of Homeland Security. Immigration and Customs is now part of Homeland Security, so that's why they were involved. And it was ICE officials back in Washington that leaked this. And the DA had planned originally to have a news conference the following week. So she was not given the 4 or 5 days to help solidify her case before it was leaked to the media. And then it was just a fiasco from, you know, just a freak show media-wise from then on. So, I think given maybe it may have turned out entirely different if she would have had the time to develop her case. In the question of DNA samples being taken in Thailand, they did take samples. They didn't feel that they were sufficient enough or they could protect them, so they felt they needed to bring them back to get a substantial DNA sample. And when they didn't match, they could have pushed us to trial on circumstantial and on his confession. They dropped it immediately. So I don't have any problem with how the DA handled this. I think she got backed into a corner. And like I said, she didn't want to have that initial news conference until the following week. So once the media got a hold of it, it just kind of pushed it in its in that direction.
Why was her question about the DNA from Thailand?
Well, they couldn't. Apparently the lab where the samples were sent, they didn't feel they had a sufficient type or, you know, I'm not a DNA expert, of course, but they didn't feel that there was sufficient. They tried getting some off of glass. You know,
why couldn't they have just if the people in Thailand couldn't have done it? Why couldn't they have sent somebody over there to take a swab?
Well, Boulder had an investigator there. There may have been an issue of accessibility. You know, they had him under watch for quite a while, and then the involvement of as far as what his rights were, you know, and whether or not it would have stood up in court, you know, being taken in a foreign country. So I think they pretty much got backed into a corner. They didn't really have any choice but to bring it back. Now, what would have happened if it was a match? She would have been a hero, you know. And so, it was a tough decision knowing, you know, this is not a stupid woman. You know, her career on the line.
I don't think any callers here have, and I haven't. We haven't characterized her as being stupid. I mean, I think we have legitimate questions to ask.
Right.
But I don't think we've ever said that you know, she was stupid or incompetent or have taken any shots at her.
My words, and I apologize for that. I wasn't making any accusation that this came from your show or local talk has been that way, that she was a fool. I mean, there was in the Daily Camera today, there was a picture says, you know, called her a fool. I think everybody needs to get all the facts before they pass judgment, including the governor who came out and chastised her on wasting taxpayers' money. I think everybody needs to get all the facts before they pass judgment.
Well, why does that shock you on the part of Governor Owens? All right,
yeah.
Mike, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, Jay.
Take care.
Buddy.
Bye. One line open at 303-713-7600, 847 minutes past the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Pretty hectic commute, but thankfully just the usual rush hour delays right now on I-25 through the metro. Southbound lanes there, 104th to 84th, and of course into downtown, your usual stretch 38th to Spear. I-70 giving us trouble all morning. We have a new wreck in the cleanup stages eastbound at Havana, very sluggish at Pecos from an earlier problem, and westbound slowing you down between Vasquez and I-225. Bottleneck conditions still along eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. That's between Table Mesa and McCaslin. You want to move right to get around that collision. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 84. Right now it's 53 degrees. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance will provide you with a free auto, home, or life insurance.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Beat the summer heat with tickets to the coolest event of the year. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Direct from Russia, with 50 exquisite dancers and Tchaikovsky's most memorable music. Stay cool with Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
All right now. You already know how people are making a fortune on eBay. You just don't know how they're doing it. That's why I've authorized to give away our CD free to people looking to generate money. I'm giving away this CD to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about how to make money with online auctions like eBay, let me send you this free CD. Try it, and I know you'll turn your computer into a money-making machine. It could change your life forever. Listen, experience this proven system. Get yourself the free CD right now. 1-800-700-9173. 1-800-700-9173. That's 1-800-700-9173.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-400-8796. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-400-8796. For your free tape, call 1-800-400-8796. 1-800-400-8796.
Don't be tricked into spending up to $600 on so-called arch packages for your shoes. Foot Effects at 120th and Sheridan has the same quality arch support sold at other stores with no arch supports that cost over $129. Visit before this Friday, and Foot Effects will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. Foot Effects, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with Foot Effects.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK.
Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:52. 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 81, partly sunny. Thunderstorms. And we're talking about John Michael Carr and your feelings about what went down. I have scrupulously avoided talking about this every single day, but major development yesterday about the DNA not matching. So let's go to you and see what you think. Let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jed.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I think that the timing of this whole thing is very, very, very convenient. I've just kind of grown in the last 5 or 6 years of watching the news and seeing how every single time there's something really stupid in the news, pay attention to the alternative sources, there's something really important. It never fails. I think the first time it clued me in was, you remember when the Amber Alerts were coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was paranoid about children being kidnapped and whatnot. Then when you look at the statistics, and nothing had changed, it's still been the same. The same time that happened, there was a huge listeria outbreak out in Pennsylvania in a meatpacking plant that sold turkey cold cuts. 100 people died from that, but it got about 2 seconds of blurb on the news and the scroll line, and it was over. The same thing with this thing. I mean, the Bush administration knew that there was something coming down the pipeline that was not going to benefit them. So what they do, they distracted people.
Well, you know what? I totally 100% disagree with that. Listen, let me tell you something. There has always been in this business something called, if it bleeds, it leads. And there's always been something in this business called blood and guts news.
Yes, but the timing is always going to be that.
But the timing is always there. Most credible news organizations, it used to be in the old days, never touched it bleeds, it leads. Most credible news organizations never touched blood and guts news. But you always had somebody in the marketplace who always did engage in this kind of behavior. A lot of times it was top 40 radio stations that would do it with sensational headlines and car crashes and people meeting awful deaths in newscasts. Every once in a while you'd move into a market where a television station would do it. Or in the case of Los Angeles when I was growing up, that's what the LA Herald Examiner was all about, and that's where the term yellow journalism comes from. There are always two competing sources of news out there. There are always those stories which you would deem more important than things like if it bleeds, it leads stories. But there are always it bleeds, it leads stories out there. And some news outlets specialize in coughing that stuff up. And this is a bleed, it leads. There is no conspiracy between the Bush administration, nor the Ramsey case, nor the Boulder DA, nor anybody else to control the news cycle. It's just that the media goes in this day and age with, if it bleeds, it leads 90% of the time.
It's timing, Jake. I mean, there's always,
you know what? You can tell me anything you want to tell me about timing, but what I'm telling you is the timing is always there. The news cycle is always there. It's always like that, and it always will be like that. And I've watched it for 34 years, and I've lived in a gazillion other cities, and I've seen it go on time and time and time again. That there will be a story that will that you will see or that somebody else will see that you'll think deserves more prominence, but it won't get the kind of prominence that a JonBenet story would get because the editors believe that in certain cases, if it bleeds, it leads, and they stick it up there in front. I mean, I defy you to prove me wrong.
Jay, you underestimate them.
No, I don't underestimate them. I work. You know what? This is what irritates me. I don't underestimate them. I have worked among it for 34 years. I've been doing this I started on a part-time basis when I was 13 years of age. I have seen it. I have worked at radio stations that had large news departments. I've worked at radio stations that had large news departments and television stations. I've worked at radio stations that had very small news departments. You know what? I have worked among these folks. I have seen the way that they operate. I have seen the way things are lined up. I have watched the news cycles in this country for years, and I can always tell when there's a slow news cycle. I can always tell when something's going on. But it is not a concentrated effort. And this audience's and your belief that this is some kind of conspiracy, you know, is ridiculous. I mean, it is just absolutely. And you know what? Here's your homework assignment. Go out and find me proof of it.
Jay, here's one thing I want you to remember. Hitler burned down the Reichstag. The German people never believed that he did it. What did history tell you?
This is not the burning down of the Reichstag. This is not the burning down of the Reichstag. This is the story beauty queen in a sensational murder.
What I'm trying to say is, Jay, it's distraction is what basically keeps. It's watch my right hand while I stab you in the
But you know what? What I'm telling you is, what I'm telling you is that the administration puts spins on plenty of things, that the administration does its best to control the news cycle, but that the JonBenet Ramsey situation has nothing to do with that. And when I get calls from people like you and others who believe that, you know what it makes me believe? It makes me believe that, thank God, I'm coming to the end of my career, that there are actually people like yourself who believe that the White House would put a concerted effort forward to have
Nixon
this case.
Did.
To have this case.
Nixon did.
Give me an example where Nixon did that.
Nixon did that. He was a master of that.
Give me an
Are
example.
You kidding?
Give me an example of where he popped a local story in order to cover an embarrassment to himself.
You're never going to believe me anyways.
Give me an example. Give me an example.
Jay, you're never going to
believe me. Give me an example.
Jay.
Give me an example. You don't have an example. Thank you for the
no,
call.
No, I don't.
No, you don't have an example because there is no example. Jeez, I got to go get a drink of water.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
There's no easy way to say this, but it's over. We're through.
Look, we're not a good fit anymore.
You know, it's not me, it's you.
I never want to see you again, and neither does my husband.
It's time to say goodbye to your fat pants.
Look, I should have thrown you out a long time ago.
Introducing the Curve 6-Week Solution. 6 weeks of small, smart, and very effective nutrition classes. Say hello to Curves, and say goodbye to your fat pants forever.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young, marking the first anniversary of a disaster. A special prayer service at St. Louis Cathedral in New Orleans, attended by President Bush. The mayor attended another memorial in his city.
I'm Cammie McCormick in New Orleans. Mayor Ray Nagin rang a bell to symbolize the moment when the levees broke here in New Orleans. Elsewhere, wreaths were laid at canals battered by Katrina. Names of victims were read aloud. And in Plaquemines Parish, south of here, a moment of silence to mark the time when the eye of Katrina came ashore.
And there was a memorial service in Biloxi, Mississippi, also hard hit by Katrina. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff took part, reassuring victims they won't be forgotten.
The rest of the country and the federal government is going to continue to stand with you, helping you rebuild safer and smarter and bigger and better.
A former FEMA director, Michael Brown, who lost his job because of Hurricane Katrina, says a lack of candor about the federal response is his biggest regret. He says there was no plan. He also says that he couldn't get the money authorized for proper catastrophic planning. Floridians are continuing their preparations for Ernesto's arrival. Live to Orlando and CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Well, Ernesto could hit South Florida as a tropical storm early tomorrow, but it's still too much for those who remember the frightening sound of Hurricane Wilma ripping off roofs last year. Could weaken as it heads north, but not enough for NASA, which has started to roll Shuttle Atlantis back to its hangar at the Kennedy Space Center. Besides stocking up on food and water, Brevard County Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Waters says People there being told
that they pick up any loose debris in their yard.
Because projected 60 or 70 mile an hour winds could make debris dangerous and deadly. Nick?
Well, Nevada State Police have nabbed one of the FBI's most wanted fugitives. Here's reporter Ben Winslow in Salt Lake City.
Warren Jeffs, the leader of a small southern Utah-based fundamentalist polygamist church. It has enclaves scattered across the country. One of the tenets that it preaches is polygamy, or plural marriage. Jeffs is accused of forcing teenage girls into these polygamous marriages with much older men.
Jeffs has been on the FBI's most wanted list since May. The case is open, with no charges filed against John Mark Carr. DNA tests on crime scene evidence show no match with Carr, despite his claims to have been with JonBenet Ramsey the night she was murdered 10 years ago. Carr family spokesman Gary Harris says he's not surprised.
There's no history of him being a violent person. He was always known as a good father. He had some personality quirks, but there's no history of him ever being violent, not even a juvenile record.
Carr remains in a Boulder jail. He is still wanted in California in a 2001 child pornography case. Checking on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 24 points, the NASDAQ off 9. This is CBS News.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
It's a fact. The more allergy symptoms you have, the less likely your allergy medicines can help you. But Tylenol Allergy is different. It's the allergy medicine with the pure pain relief of Tylenol. And it relieves more symptoms than even the leading allergy prescription. Stop. Think. Tylenol Allergy. Take only as directed.
I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 News. Answers to who murdered JonBenet Ramsey, not coming from John Mark Carr.
We were advised that we weren't holding him for Colorado, but we did receive information from California that we would be holding him.
The DNA evidence taken from the clothes of JonBenet Ramsey did not match Carr. California wants him for child porn charges. Boulder prosecutors promised to keep looking for JonBenet Ramsey's murderer. D.A. Mary Lacey facing the media at 10 o'clock this morning. A young boy is dead after being hit by a car last night in Aurora. Police say the 3-year-old darted out into traffic. The driver stayed at the scene. Police don't suspect drugs or alcohol. It's not clear if charges will be filed. A Make My Day case in Fort Collins. Authorities haven't decided if charges will be filed against 58-year-old Stephen Ray. Ray allegedly shot an intruder as he was trying to flee Ray's home yesterday. Ray had a .45 caliber handgun. 28-year-old David Ebner is in the hospital. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now it's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
You could get a discount on our rate.
Pretty decent for us all morning. Still loaded northbound Logan Street Bridge to 6th and southbound into downtown. You can expect those delays to continue eastbound Boulder Turnpike near Davidson Mesa from that earlier rollover. You may still want to seek out another route around it. South Boulder Road to McCaslin back over to Highway 36 will work for you. I-70 in recovery from earlier collisions eastbound at Havana, westbound at Vasquez. Security wait time at DIA 5.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
With thunderstorms, and we'll get back to more of your calls here about conspiracy theories, the John Mark Carr situation, or anything else you want to talk about. But first, it's time for our weekly look at the media with Media Matters for America's Jameson Fosier. And we got a ton of stuff to go over here this morning. J-Mo, good morning, and it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Jay.
I know you've been gone the last couple of weeks because you've been sick. How you feeling?
Not too bad. Not too bad, Jay. Thanks for asking.
All right. So back to normal health then, right?
Yep.
Good. All right. Washington Post's O'Byrne misrepresented public support for Iraqi timetable. A Washington Post article misrepresented polling to state that the public is evenly split on withdrawing from Iraq. Similarly, National Review Washington editor Kate O'Byrne falsely claimed, and I saw this on NBC's Meet the Press, that the public does not support leaving prematurely and a timetable to do so.
Yeah, there's a couple things going on here. One is if you note the construct that Kate O'Byrne used there, saying the public does not support leaving prematurely, well, of course, nobody supports leaving anything prematurely. That's inherent in the word premature. The question is what people think would be premature. But the second part is about a timetable, and this is a Republican talking point that has just dominated the news for weeks, if not months, the notion that the public doesn't support a timetable for leaving Iraq. That's simply false. All of the available recent polling shows that, in fact, a majority of the American people do support a timetable for leaving Iraq. There's only about 40% of Americans who don't support such a timetable. Despite that, Republicans and conservative commentators like Kate O'Byrne make that claim all the time, and an increasing number of news organizations either make the claim themselves or uncritically quote a Republican saying it, despite the fact that we know that it's just not true.
And it becomes, what I was talking to Paul Waldman last week about, it becomes like an echo chamber, and then everybody else picks it up, and then it becomes conventional wisdom.
Well, exactly. And if you're a listener or a reader or a viewer watching these news organizations and you're constantly told that people don't support a timetable for withdrawal, you begin to think that that's true, and you begin to think that it's an extreme minority position. And that has an effect on what you think of your own views, unfortunately. We know that people react to things that way. So it's false. All of the available polling shows that it's false, and it has an obvious effect in propping up the administration's agenda there.
You know, I hate the Sunday morning talk shows. I even hate to watch them. I feel an obligation to watch them, but they're very rough to go through because they're so unbalanced. And I know you guys have done, if it's Sunday morning, it must be, I can't remember the title.
If it's Sunday, it's conservative.
Yeah, if it's Sunday, it's conservative, and it's really true, isn't it? I mean, she made those comments. Russert never challenged her on those comments.
No, of course not. And people very rarely get challenged for comments like that. We have another item up about Wolf Blitzer, who let Ken Mellman, the RNC chairman, make the same claim that the public opposes a withdrawal from Iraq, a timetable for withdrawal. He's let Mellman say that to his face at least twice that we found, and it's flat wrong. And what's more, Wolf Blitzer knows that it's wrong. We took a look back, and we found Wolf Blitzer reporting on a CNN poll, and Wolf Blitzer said, quote, the newest CNN poll that's out today, we asked the question, should the U.S. set a timetable to eventually withdraw troops from Iraq? 53% said yes, 41% said no. That's Wolf Blitzer reading the results of this poll on air. He knows that the American people support a timetable. And yet when Ken Mellman looks at him and just flat lies, Wolf Blitzer lets him get away with it. Wolf Blitzer doesn't correct him. Wolf Blitzer lets Ken Mellman mislead his viewers. And to me, you know, we've talked about this before. There are two things about that stun me. One is Wolf Blitzer's willingness to be lied to. I don't know why he isn't offended by that. I don't know why he isn't angry that Ken Mellman is looking at him and lying. But two is the lack of respect that Wolf Blitzer has for his viewers. He doesn't care that you're getting lied to by Ken Mellman. He doesn't care that you don't know the truth as a result of what Ken Mellman's saying. He doesn't have the respect for his viewers to protect them from this false it's been.
Yeah, I sit back all the time and wonder why he allows this to happen. I don't want to think ill of him. I don't want to think that he's not bright. I don't want to think that he's not capable. He's certainly not my favorite CNN anchor, but then again, I got to be honest with you and tell you that, you know, other than Zane Vergy, I really don't care for most of them because they all engage in the same kind of behavior. They allow these people to get on, make these comments, and then they never challenge them about it.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning, and it would be one thing if you know, Blitzer just didn't know what the reality was. I mean, it's a hard job to host one of these shows, and you know this, you host a radio show. You don't have access off the top of your head to every fact out there. If
no,
I say
you're
something,
right.
You may not know whether or not I'm right. But Wolf Blitzer knows this. He's said it on air. He's reported this poll himself. He knows this. We know that he knows it, and he doesn't call Melman on it. And so that's what I can't understand. I could understand if we just had no idea whether Blitzer was up to speed on this, but it's his own network's poll, and he has reported it.
Have you ever bothered to ask him?
I've asked other people in his situations, and I haven't asked him personally. And you get, you know, a variety of responses ranging from, you know, we didn't know, to there's only so many things you can, you know, you can do. Unfortunately, a lot of journalists have. We saw this last week in an online discussion that a Washington Post reporter, Jonathan Weissman, had on the Washington Post's webpage. He was ridiculing the notion that reporters should fact-check the officials that they quote, ridiculing the notion that if, you know, Dick Cheney says something that's demonstrably false, that the Washington Post should quote him and then point out what's true. There's a lot of reporters who just don't think that's their job. They think their job is just to report what was said.
Whew. Wow. All right, Limbaugh defends survivor comments, claimed, "I'm simply turning around everything the libs tell us about these groups, and I turn out to be public enemy number one."
This is
a bizarre...
Well, this is a bizarre story, start to finish. I mean, this is about the CBS program Survivor, which apparently in the upcoming season is going to divide contestants into what they call tribes based on ethnicity, which I think is a pretty bizarre thing to begin with. Rush Limbaugh, probably somewhat predictably, last week jumped off on that and started talking about how he thought the various ethnic tribes, as he puts it, and as CBS puts it, would do, and said, you know, made comments about the African American tribes wouldn't be able to swim well and things like that. And so Limbaugh is now defending his comments, which we and some other folks drew attention to. And it's, I mean, it's par for the course for Rush Limbaugh. He's said a lot of things over the years that are very difficult to interpret as anything other than racist.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree. I would agree 100% about that. Chris Matthews ignored Allen's display of a Confederate flag, a hangman's noose, failing to respond to former RNC chair's assertion that Allen does not have a prejudicial bone in his body. This was Matthews talking to RNC chairman Ed Gillespie about George Allen.
Right. Gillespie was the previous RNC chairman, but this is, you know, in light of George Allen's recent comments to an employee of his opponent's campaign staff, who Allen seemed to make a racial slur towards. You know, Gillespie asserted that George Allen doesn't have a prejudicial bone in his body. I don't know George Allen. I don't know whether that's true or not. What I do know is that, and what Chris Matthews must know, is that George Allen has a long history of embracing Confederate memorabilia. He famously hung a hangman's noose in his office. He has had a predilection for displaying the Confederate flag going back decades. And it's important to note that though Allen is a senator from Virginia, he actually grew up in Chicago and in Southern California, so his fondness for the Confederate flag can't be chalked up as appreciation for Southern heritage, which is the standard sort of defense of that kind of thing that gets trotted out there. So what was interesting to me is that, you know, Matthews and Gillespie were talking about George Allen and talking about race. That's the controversy that has come up in light of Allen's recent comments, and that Matthews would just let Ed Gillespie make this flat assertion without asking him, well, so why does he hang nooses in his office? Why did he, when he was governor of Virginia, try to propose Virginia educational guidelines that would have referred to slaves as settlers? You know, why does he drape the Confederate flag over everything in sight? You know, if he really doesn't have a prejudicial bone in his body, as Ed Gillespie says, what are all of these things about? What else explains them? And there may well be other explanations, but Matthews didn't even have that conversation, which is a little bit odd.
Yeah, Allen even has a Confederate flag pin on his jacket, I believe, in his high school graduation photo.
Right, and again, this wasn't, you know, in the Deep South. This was in Southern California.
No, it was in Westwood, I believe.
Right.
The Westwood area of Los Angeles. All right, J-Mo, thank you very much. We urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org and check this information out for yourself. Media Matters for America, one of the most vital organizations around. And J-Mo, it's always good to have you on. I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Take care.
Okay, take care. There's Jameson Fosier. It's 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. There is a development in the Colorado Springs area, political-wise. I'll give you that coming up. Plus, it's open phones, whether you want to continue to talk about John Mark Carr or if you want to get into conspiracies. Oh, jeez, please, let's not. Or you want to talk about anything else that's out there, 303-713-7600. I got two open lines. And
now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000, and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Joel Heffley is seriously considering running as a write-in candidate to retain his seat rather than risk handing it over to Republican nominee Doug Lamborn. In meetings with national political consultants, Heffley and his supporters have come up with yard sign designs and key messages of possible campaign. Republican activist Peggy Littleton says Heffley, who has represented the 5th Congressional District for 20 years, has been the subject of a three-week push by high-level Republicans to take this nearly unheard-of step, Littleton said on Monday. To be a write-in candidate, Heffley must file an affidavit of intention with the Colorado Secretary of State's office by 5 p.m. today. Since Lamborn edged former Heffley aide Jeff Crank in a six-way primary on August the 8th, a number of party leaders, including elected officials, have begged Heffley to run again because of concerns of how Lamborn conducted his primary campaign, and said that Littleton and another party activist who asked to remain anonymous. Lamborn's spokesman said that the campaign was not aware of the possible write-in effort, but after learning about it from a reporter on Monday, Lamborn attempted to reach Heffley. In announcing his retirement in February, Heffley said that he had done enough in Washington, D.C., and he has reconsidered those close to him, say, because of his displeasure with Lamborn's nomination. Maybe we'll hang on to this and get Jay Fawcett on tomorrow and see what Jay Fawcett's reaction is to this story. All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Don in Denver, who's been hanging on. Don, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good.
I wanted to, when I called in briefly about a couple things. I wanted to piece together a couple things together that are very scary right now that people don't, maybe people think about, but I don't hear anybody talking about them. And this is what this is. I was telling you a little bit earlier about Bin Laden, okay? He makes good on every threat he makes. I was in New York City. I don't know if you watched the documentary on Bin Laden, and it was put out not by a Republican, not by a Democrat, but by a British. It was put out by British news. I can't remember the lady's name, but pretty prominent.
Are you talking about the Christiane Amanpour and the CNN thing?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, when the World Trade Center went down, the intelligence found out that at that time, and this is relevant to New York because I lived in New York and I remember this very vividly. At that time, they were Bin Laden.
His phone line got cut off. The NSA must have snipped his line. It must be a conspiracy. Joe in Boulder. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I just had a question. I hate to retread this whole Ramsey thing.
But you can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Didn't you have a caller a couple of calls ago that was from the media that was in the advanced setup part of it?
No, I worked for the city of Boulder, I believe, and was part of coordinating the media effort, yeah.
Right. And didn't he say something about the Immigration and Customs leaked to the media information about a week before Mary Keenan wanted that to happen?
Right, because ICE is part of Homeland Security.
Right. So that means that Homeland Security, ICE, whoever, someone in that agency had tipped off the media, and to, I don't know if it's a conspiracy or not,
but that kind of had the effect of
you know, kind of taking over the news cycle, so.
Yeah, but that stuff goes on a regular basis. Somebody leaks something. I mean, how do you think people find out things? I mean, how do you think that, for instance, Ron Suskind was able to write the 1% solution because people talked to him off the record, or that James Risen was able to write the NSA article for the New York Times because people talked to him off the record, or that, I mean, you could name any number of stories where people have come forward and have leaked information. That's why one of the most famous things they always do is start trying to get people polygraph tests to figure out who talked to who. Somebody had to leak the Richard Armitage information in order for the news media to pick that up, and an author of a new book who cites him as being the person who leaked Valerie Plame's name. I mean, this kind of stuff goes on all the time. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a conspiracy. It simply means that, you know, you got a friend who's got a friend who's got a friend, and I'll call that friend and I'll tip him off to something. And I mean, that happens in every facet of the media, from the national scene to the local scene to are things that are not even related to, I mean, to industrial media. I could give you an example of something, but like for instance, a big company decides to sell. I remember when I worked for Cap Cities, right? And they owned ABC. And they were going to sell it to Disney, which they ended up doing. But they wanted to keep it quiet. Somebody leaked it. They got out. You know how we found out about it, most of us? We read it in the newspaper the next day.
Well, I think the thing about conspiracies is they're difficult to prove unless you have somebody on the inside providing information. And I don't really think that the whole car thing was a conspiracy. I think it was more that the ICE employees or whatever saw it as a way of like furthering their career or whatever. It's like, oh, I see an opportunity to help the Bushies out, and I'm sure they'll help me out as a result.
Helping a friend of theirs out in the media.
Right. So I think that, you know, there doesn't need to be a conspiracy in effect for it to have the same results as if there was a conspiracy, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, I do see what you mean, and I agree with you. But I just, this idea that we've had a couple of callers here who, you know, who try to paint this picture of like, well, here's what happens.
Well,
Karl Rove sits back, and the people in the White House sit back, and they go, okay, let's see. We're in trouble here. So what we'll do is we'll put this out, and you know what? We'll get involved. We'll trigger this whole avalanche of publicity over this case in Boulder, Colorado. You know what? It just doesn't wash. It doesn't wash. And what Noah in Arvada was talking about the news cycles, as I tried to reason and tell him, I have seen this go on year after year, day after day, through most of my adult life. There are stories right now that are, quote-unquote, flying under the radar that you would find more important, that I might find more important, that any number of people might find more important than what they'll find on page 5 of the newspaper today, or what they'll find on the front page of any of the national papers. And you'll wonder why those stories aren't there. And it's because some editor made the decision to stick the stories that they thought would attract and would get the most attention.
Well, I think if the conspiracy theorists really want to get anywhere with their theories, what they need to do is track down the ICE employee that leaked the story in the first place, find out if he leaked it from orders on high, or if they did it on their initiative on their own. And that, if there is a conspiracy, that's where you would look. I personally think that the whoever leaked it did it as something that they thought that was going to further their career.
Yeah, or get some. You're right. Get them something in the long run,
good with the Bushies, or they get their next promotion, or whatever.
Or they have some friend, you know, somewhere. But you know what? I don't even go that far. I don't think the Bushes are even involved in this. And
I don't think they are either. I think guy's just trying to show his loyalties, so to speak.
Well, see, I don't even buy that idea. I just think there are people who are familiar with people in the media, and that they'll tip them and give them. And they'll give them stories. And I'll tell you something. I have never said this on this station. I have never, ever, ever said this, because I have refrained from saying this. But I'm going to say it now. And you know what? If I get in trouble for saying it, it's okay. I don't care. You know, I'll find another job. But we have some talk show hosts who are going to remain nameless. I'm not going to name names. On this radio station, who further this kind of atmosphere and make these kinds of claims and encourage listeners to believe this kind of stuff. And a lot of that stuff is not documented, it's not well-sourced, and it is a ridiculous waste of time. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
You betcha. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.
It's 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at Progressive traffic now with Gina Michaels.
Eastbound Boulder Turnpike still really crammed up near Davidson Mesa from that earlier rollover. We've also got the slowing on the westbound side. Rescue, Curiosity Lookers. Again, if you want to avoid some of the backup, you want to take South Boulder Road to McCaslin and then back over to Highway 36. I-70 shaking loose eastbound at Havana, westbound at Vasquez. You'll still run into some late morning slowdowns, 225 southbound through the DTC and 270 Commerce City. Also watch your speed, I-25 through the Tech.
This Labor Day weekend, the forecast calls for thunder.
As Budweiser welcomes the second annual Thunder in the Rockies Motorcycle Rally to Northern Colorado. With Ted Nugent, the WFC, comedian Bill Engvall, Wyatt Ryan, Mark Wills, the Rance Hole Bike Show, Balls of Steel Stunt Show, Bull Riding, Bike Rodeo, and other attractions including the Harley-Davidson Demo Fleet, Custom Bike Giveaway, Tattoo Contest for Main Street Tattoo, Beer Gardens, and more at the Ranch and Budweiser Event Center at I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard in Loveland, Colorado.
Learn more at thunderintherockies.com.
Thunder Mountain, Harley-Davidson, Peterson, Toyota, the Ranch, the Denver Newspaper Agency, Thunder in the Rockies.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Every time I'm walking all down the street.
Ooh, good stuff.
Some criminal will stop digging down on me. Stop digging down.
9:34, 34 minutes after 9. Highway 81, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. By the way, I got a request. I got an email from a guy for some more cream. So we got to try to play some more cream before the hour's up here. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's get back to the phones, and we go to Anders in Erie. Anders, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good day, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to make your previous caller had sort of covered this, but the fact is that a lot of these things come out of, you know, wherever. The fact is that it was a U.S. government source that outed the guy. He's not going anywhere, yet the sources say, well, he's about to run, he's about to go, we're not going to find him, so we arrested him now. Well, who made that call? And I guarantee it was probably somebody, either State Department or NSA, who said, hey, we've got a decision coming out, let's break this story.
No, the decision was made. The decision to arrest him and to ask for him to be picked up, as I understand it, came from Boulder.
It did come from Boulder.
Yeah, the NSA doesn't get involved in that kind of stuff. They're not looking around at and being involved in they got bigger fish to fry. That's number one. And number two, it came out of Boulder. It was their decision to pick him up. It was their decision to take him to California and then bring him here for an extradition hearing. There wasn't any,
In her initial press conference, she backed away from anything that even indicated that the DA's office was ready at all.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong about that. But the decision to get him, I understood from what I heard last night, came from the officials in Boulder, and that the federal government would not make that decision, and it wouldn't be their call.
Fair enough. I just, based on the initial press conference, when I watched that press conference, I looked at it and I said, here's a DA who isn't ready for this. They weren't ready for this man to even say this is someone we're looking at.
She might have wanted him to be detained in Thailand and held there until they were ready to do something with him. But you know, once again, the call to get him to pick him up and to do all of that would have to come from Boulder, I would believe. And the other thing is I've been saying this now for 2 hours, and I guess I have to say it till I pass out. People in all walks of life, in all jobs, and in all industries,
mm-hmm.
leak information to other
Certainly.
People and to the press, and nobody does it worse than the people in the federal, state, and local government.
Certainly.
But that doesn't mean that there's a conspiracy or an agenda.
I wasn't saying there was a conspiracy. All I'm saying is that in the current media context that we have today, all it takes is one guy to go, hey, we've got something coming out. We have another story on the back burner. We've known about this guy for 2 months or a month. We have a story coming out which is far more detrimental to us. Let's hide this. All we need to do is make one phone call, and suddenly this story becomes greater on its own inertia.
Well, you know, one of the things that helps that story become what it is, one of the things that helps any story like that become what it is because it involves a couple of key things. One, it involves a cute little girl,
right.
a Caucasian
and
girl.
Murder, yes.
possible sex, and
right.
the whole bizarreness of the beauty pageant world.
Right.
Makes it blow up.
It's interesting to us.
Yeah.
As a societal thing. But my point is that the powers that be say, we have a major court decision coming out saying what we're doing is illegal. This isn't the first time that this kind of thing has happened. I mean, we look at the Holloway case. I mean, what came out before that? I'm not sure on calling you this morning because I did it on impulse and I haven't researched it.
What was the question on the Natalie Holloway case?
Well, my point is that the major stories seem to come out in coincidence with terrible things that are happening for this president. And
yeah, but I see.
Invariably, I don't say it's a conspiracy. All I'm saying is that there are people who leak this stuff at convenient times, and there are reasons for it that aren't their personnel, they're not personally involved for them.
But I maintain to you that if you go look at any president of the United States,
mm-hmm.
be it Bill Clinton, be it George W. Bush, be it Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, John Kennedy. Well, of course, that's going back a little bit too far, and they didn't have that kind of. But if you look at any major, president, you're going to see the same exact things happening, because this is how the news operates.
Well, it's look at the wag the dog situation with Clinton. I mean, the minute that Bill Clinton came out and we had the Lewinsky thing, a week later, he tried to go after Bin Laden, and the conservatives said, "Oh, he's trying to get away from Lewinsky and cover it up." Well, this is a plan that obviously they've thought of.
Well, I don't know. Do you believe that's what he was trying to do, to get out from underneath her? Or do you think he was trying to get Bin Laden?
I think he was trying to get Bin Laden, and the Republicans in their own, the powers of the GOP said, oh, well, let's nail him on this, and now he's trying to get Bin Laden. It's actually something we should have done to begin with, but let's nail him because he's trying to get out of Lewinsky. And that's a mindset that they came from. That they said that Clinton was doing the same thing.
Here's the only thing I can say. The only thing I can say about all of this is we have a core of listeners to this radio station.
Of which I've been from the start.
Well, I don't know if you're in this core or not. But
okay.
Who believe that all of it, that nothing is coincidental, that nothing runs in cycles, that they have some kind of oracle eye into the operation of the news media, and that they believe that everything is done for a reason, that there are no coincidences, and probably the best example of that is a woman called me, this must have been 6 months, 8 months ago, I'll never forget this call, and wanted to argue with me that ABC had killed Commander-in-Chief with Gina Davis on orders of the White House because it glorified
a female president
and therefore would be a boost to Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Now, I tried to argue back to her that no, that's not the reason. If you go look at the Nielsen ratings, while the show's good, it wasn't doing very well up against its competition.
Sure.
They decided to put a hold on the show, and then they finally couldn't find a place
to put it. Oh, sure, Jay, I'm not arguing with you that this stuff happens. And let's say 98 or 99% of the time, that is exactly what happens, is that there are certain things in the world that happen for certain reasons, i.e., you know, bad ratings or whatever. But there is that 1% or 2% where they control a little story. They know about it for 2-3 months, and suddenly that day, it comes out, or it happens continually on a small percentage basis. It doesn't take much.
Well, I'm not trying to dispute that. What I'm trying to say is that what I'm trying to put forward here, what I'm desperately trying to get understood, is that not everything that happens, not every major news story that comes down the pike, not every sensational news story that comes down the pike.
Sure.
Not every one of those stories has got something to do with somebody in Karl Rove's office,
right?
Who wants to obscure the bad news that the president has vis-a-vis Katrina, Iraq, the economy, or
sure.
Whatever.
But Jay, all I'm saying is it takes 1 or 2% of the time for that to happen. Where they can control,
but if you're going to make that 1 or 2% chance, you know what? Make it about something realistic. Make it about something that there's at least some kind of a trail. Make it about something that's believable, not something about as so far fetched that the White House had input into the DA's office in Boulder.
But Jay, see the question is I'm not arguing that the DA's office actually pulled the trigger on it. I'm saying that somebody in this particular case, they know JonBenet Ramsey is a huge national story. It comes out within the hour of the it came out at what, 2 hours before the Chicago decision came out.
What Chicago? You mean the Detroit decision?
Detroit, the judge deciding that, well, you know, what we're doing is illegal nationwide. I mean, all it takes is that one tiny little story out of 50.
Okay, you know, that's where I just disagree. I mean, I don't even see a parallel between those two. I mean, I don't even see an idea of somebody in the administration or somebody in ICE or somebody in some other place going, okay, here, you know what? I got a story for you, and the motive is, here's a story about this guy they're going to pick up in Thailand, and you know what it'll do? What it'll do is it'll obscure the NSA story. Because you want to know something? It didn't obscure the NSA story, and the story still made the front pages of most of the major newspapers in this country, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Los Angeles Times. And it just shared space with the Ramsey story, but it didn't make it go away, and it got debated in all of the op-ed columns. I mean, man, you know, things run concurrently. If this administration is guilty of anything, okay, this administration is guilty of doing this. This administration is guilty of, one, doing things like putting together fake news and sending it to television stations, and these TV stations are now being investigated by the FCC for it. They're guilty of that. They're guilty of unmercifully spinning a story. And the news media is guilty of being unmercifully lazy not to uncover the spin. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, not everything that happens, and I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I've worked under you know, it's like I keep saying, I've worked in this 34 years under tons of different administrations.
Jay, I'm not.
You know, Nixon was in office when I started. I mean, and you know, it's just like it doesn't. That's not how newsrooms operate.
Mm-hmm. I'm not disagreeing with you at all, Jay. I'm saying that there is a percentage of stories that come out on the convenience of the person in power at a time when,
of course,
and the timing of this whole story, he was not going anywhere. There's the argument was, well, he might have run and gone. No, he had a job he was going to be reporting to. He wasn't going anywhere. So what was the impetus
of that particular day? Well, but wait a minute, though. When you look at that, though, and you say he had a job and he wasn't going to go anywhere, but did he have a history of past flight, yes or no?
A history of what? I'm sorry, Mr.
Past flight.
Oh, yes. I'm not arguing
yeah,
that.
Okay.
But on the other hand, if you look at okay, we can't have two guys shadowing him for two or three more days until the DA is sure she has something?
Well, you know, I can't comment into the inner workings of that. I can't comment into how that operates because I don't possess that knowledge. But what I do possess is knowledge of how the media operates. And I'm gonna say, and I don't mean you personally, but I'm gonna say it again. We have a core of listeners, and I'll get nasty emails from them, and you know what? That's fine. I don't give a damn. But we got a core of listeners here who believe that everything that ever happened
is all part of this
big conspiracy to manipulate everything that goes on by the White House. And you know what my only answer to that is? That if the White House is so good at it, why are the poll numbers so damn low?
I'm not saying they're good at it, and they get caught sometimes. And occasionally, but they keep doing this kind of thing. And I'm not saying everything is a conspiracy, and you know, but all it takes is one or two things here and there in a key position at a key time, and it's a distraction. I mean, we talk about the distraction all the time.
But
so,
you know what? But you got to have, when you make those charges, you got to have some facts to back it up.
I'm throwing it out in the ether. That's all I'm doing.
And you know what? I'm glad you did. Great call, man. I hope you'll call me again. Good call.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right. 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we still have big delays coming out of Boulder due to that rollover crash right at Davidson Mesa. Things are backing up into town. And, of course, westbound, you've got the Curiosity slowing. You'll start seeing some brake lights right around Wadsworth. If you're heading out of Boulder on the turnpike, go ahead and take South Boulder Road to McCaslin and get back on the turnpike there. Once you get into Denver, we're getting back up to speed after earlier problems. I-25 looking good heading to the downtown area. I-70 looks good. And no worries on 225 across Aurora. Weather forecast, mostly sunny and warmer today. Highs will be in the mid-80s, clear tonight, low 55. Partly sunny and 86 for tomorrow. Right now it's 65 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 and grow.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Number one, because of low prices, extended hours, diverse inventory, a ton of payment options, the cleanest late model cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado, and of course their matching down program, which they'll match up to $1,500. So when you think about popular places to go buy a car, you got to think about my friends at Rocky's Autos. They're just simply the best around, and I'm proud to be able to talk about them. Go out there and see my friends, the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv. Go out and see Spanky, and go see Gerard Menard and Jim Monroe and Fred Labrato and all of the folks, Johnny Mays, all the folks who work out at Rockies work very, very hard. Izzy and Sergio and Isaac and Colby and Roger, John, they all work very hard to make sure that you get treated the very best and that you get the very best deal possible. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory, and you can apply for a pre-apply for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. Save you some time and save you a lot of effort. They're open, once again, as I said, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They're my friends. I'm proud to talk about them. Great place to buy an automobile. Mary and I have bought from them. We send our friends there. We send our family members there. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
I'm Angie Petroni, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Petroni for Congress. Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Petroni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
Angie Piccioni, for Congress, for Colorado, for us.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dad, you go, Angie, you go. 9:53. 53 minutes after 9, a little more cream there. The guy who sent me an email wanted more cream. High today at 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms, AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, let's get back on the phone. Let's go to Kay in Colorado Springs. Kay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I wanted to let you know that I really enjoy listening to your show and hearing local Colorado news.
Oh, thank you.
I would like to make the comment that I wish some of the people that were so interested in the Ramsey conspiracy had put their energy perhaps somewhere else, because there's so many really big problems that we have to solve. And I wanted to comment on the Colorado Springs Congress race, Joe Heffley's seat. It was really interesting to me that everything in the paper on the primaries for the Republicans that were running, there was five of them, every time they had any kind of a forum or a meeting, it was kind of like who was the most right-wing, who is the most gay basher, I guess you could call them, but you know, that's basically what happened when the campaign fell apart, is that the Christian right was accusing a couple of them of not being anti-gay enough. And I was actually very chuckling in a way when you read the newspaper, you go, this is actually a joke.
Yeah.
But then, pardon me?
I said, yeah, you know what, I mean, who's the most anti-gay? How ridiculous is that?
I know, and, you know, you didn't hear about the real issues, and it was like, this is like, where do I live? And I've lived in Colorado Springs over 20 years, way before the religious right came in and tried to take over. But I will tell you one thing. I think Mr. Fawcett has a chance, and I wish the National Party would take note of him. For one thing, it was the District 11 school board is one of the biggest in the state, if not the biggest. I think it may be the biggest. They had three Republicans that ran on a platform, or four of them, I'm sorry, that $100,000 was given from out of state, and they were on the religious right, basically, or the agenda of, you know, the voucher systems and this and that and the other for our small section in the city. And I got home from a long vacation, I found all these mailers, and I said, this is a school board, what is going on here? And they won, and then the school board has been just a disaster ever since. They just, it's almost a joke. I don't know if you followed it, but it's just a joke. They just can't get anything done. Well, the next time they had more candidates running and they wanted to take a majority, one of the majority that they had elected actually came over and negated a few of their decisions. But the next time they had three more candidates up, and I went out and helped work. I've worked several of the elections for the Democrats, and I went out and worked on that. And would you know that the ones that weren't the religious right candidates actually won?
So how do you think Heffley jumping? Is Heffley going to jump back into this? And if he does, how do you think it will affect the race?
You know, I don't know. I don't know, and I don't know how it'll affect it. It either is going to help the Democrats or, you know, there's so many Republicans that have already gone over to Fawcett. He is a retired military, and he's very intelligent.
Yeah, he's a very good guy. He's a real good guy. We've had him on the show a number of times.
Yeah, just a real good guy. And so many of the Republicans says, well, I'm going over there, and you read some of the letters and to the editor, and you're going like, you know, maybe this town isn't so bad after all. And, you know, you really don't, it's really hard to know. I'm really curious about the next election and how it'll turn out, because I think there's really a lot of regular people that like the truth there.
Well, you know what?
I just think that they were taken by surprise by this religious right movement. They accepted it into the community, and then they tried to take over.
Well, you know what? I just hope that they come to their senses and vote for Jay Fawcett, because he's a great guy. Kay, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Have a good day.
All right. Let me see if I can get Bertha in here. Bertha, you got about 40 seconds. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. excuse me. One of the problems I think people tend to have is everything seems to be black and white, and this is about the Jomine Ramsey case. It's like either you don't pick the guy up or you do pick the guy up. And, you know, most situations like this are many shades of gray with many possibilities. And I can see why, you know, they may have made the choice to pick the guy up and bring him into custody. I mean, he's in a different country. It's not that easy to investigate a suspect who's in another country. Like someone said, have to follow the guy for a few days to make sure he doesn't skip. You can't just send police over to another country and have them, you know, act as police officers in someone else's country. And even if they see the guy skipping, what can he do? They can't arrest someone in another country. And maybe the Thai authorities, you know, they already sounded like they were uneasy about the guy. They were probably happy to get rid of him.
You know what, Bertha?
Sorry.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'll go with you. And you know why I'll go with you? Because at least you didn't call up here and try to make it a conspiracy. I love you for the call, Bertha, and I hope
sure.
You'll call me again.
Okay.
All right, you have a great day.
You too.
Okay, see you later.
All right.
That's it for this morning.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Quality work and dependability. Call them at 420-0728.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.